Kinder Juice's work now?
We're alive.
Do you like porn live?
I am too.
Do you like a porn?
Oh my god.
Do you
dude, that was
like
awesome.
Porn,
you gotta do the French thing again. That was the shit, dude.
I don't even remember how I did it. What I do.
This is a test.
Come on, come on. Please. Oh, I love it.
This is a test.
I can't do it. It's funny as hell, dude.
The French lover, Doc Sennig. This is a test.
What did Eddie Murphy say that, you know,
French keep your captain's out.
Eddie Murphy said that.
I'm possessed.
You are?
I think.
A crazed Frenchman? You're possessed by Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
I love you so much. You are the most beautiful. Are we peeking? Sorry, we're just killing the poor levels here.
No, we want to pound
beat on
the levels. Yeah.
It's called beat on the sound card.
Blow it out.
We're going to try to melt down the whole server tonight. Go on to.
So, Scott K, does Scott L sound sexy?
Yeah, do I sound sexy tonight? Hi. Hey.
Scott Kane's on the
phone. Oh, crap. Here, I gotta take this call.
All right. Go through. Sorry, I'm
gonna call you back. What's going on, dude? We're just doing some sound tests over here at Doug's house. What's going on?
Level check. Sound test.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
no problem, dude.
Yeah.
That's totally cool.
Bom, bom.
Oh, that's totally understandable, man. Don't even worry about it.
Kermit,
totally
you
cool.
Here.
What's going on?
I finally sent off that. I sent off that text to Rip today. Got that off. We're all done. So yeah, so he'll be getting it by the weekend. So.
I want to be on Rip.
Cool. All right. Yeah. That's you feel everybody know already. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, if you can't get a hold of somebody, let me know.
Well, when MSPS
okay, cool.
has their
no
own
problem.
Serial,
cool.
that's when we'll
excellent.
Let's move in.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Sorry. Business, you know, business. Hey.
Yeah, I want to be on Rift. Did you send him a Ghostly Talk CD? I don't think they play Ghostly Talk out in Rift.
Like, what is this? This isn't Van Halen. What the hell? No, you listen to the Rift. I mean, I'm not knocking. It's a great station. They have Drew and Mike.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much the reason I'm doing radio now.
Yeah.
What's that? But, I mean, they play, if you, like, randomly, like, turn on the Rift, like, at any point of the day, you're either going to hear A, Kiss, I'm sorry, now A, Aerosmith.
Yeah.
B, Van Halen. One of the two.
Within, like, minutes.
Within minutes of each
other.
I mean, I don't know if that's the only thing they have in their catalog. I don't know.
We're getting some feedback here, guys.
And what is that?
LF Midwood says we're modding real low and wants to know if we... Do you process at all?
Yes, we process.
Yes, we do. We have a compressor on the board.
Yes, we process. Would you like me to process more?
Would you like us to put some reverb on our voices?
Oh, yeah, you want to hear some of them?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play with them. Why not? I mean, why not? I mean...
Hello. You, welcome to Pioneer Radio. Welcome to Teabag of Doom.
I want to get arrested
tonight.
Oh, God. In stereo, full-blown, full hi-fi, cob action here on Ghostly Talk.
Let's see what other goodies we have in this mixer.
That was pretty cool. And next?
56.
We're in a tunnel now.
Okay,
ready? Okay, here, this is what we're going to do. Ready? We're going to, like, do, like we're in a stage play. Doug, this is a really creepy tunnel, man.
I think I hear something.
Okay, what's that? Pull it out, Doug, now. Next. Sorry.
45.
God.
Oh, this is bad.
All right. Hang on. Dude, that was great. Shit, man. I'm seeing colors I've never seen before.
Guys, we are recording this.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm having a fart like this dude is going on forever.
I think the blades of grass are talking to me.
Dude, that's good.
Okay, I'm gonna die.
Hello.
Ooh,
this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one.
Is this compressed?
This is totally compressed.
Listen to it.
This is
31. What the hell is 31?
31.
Flanger?
Oh, this is a flange? You know what? You might have to adjust the flange, too, because you can barely hear any flange effect on
it's
it.
It's like going...
Yeah. That's what it's supposed to do, but it's very low right now. You can't hear it going through at all.
Well, what you do is you would go to 32, 33, all the way up to the next number, and that gives you the different adjustments.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Let's try 32.
Okay. Hello.
That's lame. It's a little faster on the flange, though.
Yeah, you can hear. You can actually hear it going through.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Hello. Yes, now it's starting to go in and out. If I go, you can hear the effect.
Yeah, you don't even have to change your voice in it.
Does it for me.
Echo, echo.
So I can give myself natural vibrato on my voice. Next. Let's go through every single preset just to piss off everybody. There's like 800 presets on here. Moses, you must make the Ten Commandments.
Damn, that's why did they put this one in here? Like, would anybody really stand in a humongous sheet metal room?
Well, I think they had ghostly talk in mind.
You literally have
to change your voice to talk in this thing.
Killing me.
Oh, thank you.
There's two.
Hey.
It's the same one, only with different adjustments.
Great to be here at Cobo Arena.
This is me, the Rock!
Thank you.
Okay.
Three. The same thing with different adjustments.
This is after the hit single. We're smaller and smaller arena.
Yeah, I think
Dex
is like the haunted
basement. Okay, that's the haunted. Is that what it's actually called? Hello, we're in the haunted. No, that's a little too.
Oh no. This is
still pretty
haunted house. So, yeah.
Do you like a haunted home?
Hello. Hi, Ted.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they
were like, that's like you're like pushing my headphones.
We're getting a bit smaller arena here.
Okay, that's getting smaller.
This is more like a jet hangar.
Jet. Hello. Okay.
Same thing. I don't care.
Hello. Hi. Now we're in a smaller room.
This is more like a comedy club.
Yeah.
And welcome here to Lapalot.
Two sheep are walking down the road. Is this thing on? What do you call a nun sleepwalking? Roman Catholic. Oh!
Uh-oh.
Right. Now we're in a bathroom.
I think we've arrived.
I have to go pee.
Excuse me. Please don't sit the other end of this cord in the toilet.
Okay. Welcome to the Haunted Bathroom Studio. We have Mr. Clean here tonight. Now we're in a... Oh, my God.
Here we are.
Hello, we're in a shower cell now. Oh, my God. Let me get that soap for you.
Ooh. Oh, I'm not turning my back.
Hello, hi. Okay, now what? That didn't change.
No, it's a different number, but it's the same thing. Check 14.
Hello,
14.
Hi.
Ah, ooh. The haunted laundry tale.
Got it. The haunted laundry tale of doom.
15.
What, 15.
15, coffee can.
Coffee can.
Did you ever hold a coffee can up and go, ah?
This is on the band's last tour.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maxwell Hell.
The band is in the Maxwell Hell.
Oh my god. Oh, hello. Hi.
I think somebody was just messing with something. This is the bedroom.
Play some music.
Let's get out of.
So, hey, baby, how you doing? We're back in the stadium again or something. I don't know.
I think we're in the closet.
Yeah.
I see the team from Queer Eye here.
Hi! Hi, oh my god, that's a hair show! I'm telling you.
I still want those guys in my apartment.
They picked it up. Ooh, everything has to be lavender.
You need to get rid of all these metal bands now. Excuse me?
Put them on Liza posters.
Oh, God. Well, oh, no, I couldn't.
At
all. Oh, well, this is like...
They really were wacko.
Where are we back? 20. We're on 20?
Yeah, this one's higher.
Hi. I got nothing, dude. Hello.
Yeah.
It's just echo effect.
More echo.
What's the next major one?
No, 21 is Jason Rebirth. Uh oh. Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Hi, Doug.
How are you?
Good.
That's really weird.
That's crazy, man.
Okay. I think.
Shut up! Enough. When I say quiet, I mean quiet. That's pretty cool.
I like this one.
Yeah, mark that one down.
21.
Why are their voices keep getting cut off?
Hello.
This will be
it's
a different
a little bit longer.
The same one, yeah.
It's a little longer. See, it's got a little, that the decay is a little bit longer on the end of it. So when I say shut up, you can hear it.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's nice to hear.
Do we have to bring up levels, though, out there? Because it sounds great in the headphones, but I...
Well, we got to tweak it on the board anyways once we get done with our... What? What? Everything was like...
I know, it all sort of went together. Let's go to the next major one.
Okay.
Reverse.
Oh, this thing's great. Do it. Hello. Hi.
It's the same thing.
But if you hear your signal, it comes. It reverses, though. It comes, it goes, and it kind of whips back on you.
I don't like that.
It's not working.
Chorus.
The chorus is cool. Hi there.
Whoa.
This is what James uses in FFPS.
Really?
On his voice. Yes, actually, this is very cool. This is actually a very full signal.
Do you think if I sang now, it would actually, like,
yeah, well, this is what you use.
Or is that my, you know,
well,
my fault?
You are my sunshine, my only... I can't... What's it?
You make me happy when skies are gray.
Yeah, but I don't know the notes.
It don't matter.
It
don't matter because we're on the chorus.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Chris Barnes from Cannibal Corpse. We're live in the studio, the Haunted Basement Studio. That's Chris Barnes from Campbell Corpse. How you doing tonight, Chris?
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. Great.
Wonderful.
When's your next album coming out?
Tomorrow.
Great, that's good to hear.
Let's try the next version of the same thing.
Okay.
There it is.
Hi. That's a little less. But
it just sort of hangs more.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday.
We're not working a half day today. We're working a full day.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in.
I need you to clean the toilets for me at 5:30 after your shift, please. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks a lot.
Hello, this is Mark from Mark.
Now, how did he talk anyway? He was like nerdy?
Mark.
Mark and Mindy?
How did he talk, man? He was, well, I mean, we'd have to like... Like, do about 3 pounds of cocaine before we can actually, like, you know, reproduce Robin Williams at that time.
He was like, little snap.
Dude, no, he was so, yeah, he was making shit up on the spot because he was so coked out, man.
Yeah.
But that's what made Robin Williams such a brilliant comedian.
He tapped into the right side of his brain.
I'm sure, yeah. And he waked it out, too.
Let's try 28, whatever that is.
Okay.
28.
A little less.
More of the same little
chorus stuff.
Softer. 29.
Do you like, just
more
chorus.
More guitar.
The portal. Hello, hi, now we're...
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi.
Welcome to the KFCX.com, or whatever. 95.5 FM, this is your host.
Okay, next is the flanger,
yeah.
Which we've already played. Do you want to skip over that and go to the phaser?
Cool, the phaser. The phaser's for fun, dude. You can hear it coming through already.
It's just weird.
It's very faint, though. You probably have to go up in the thing to really get the effect to crank through.
I don't know, this is the next one, it's the same thing.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Zap.
You can hear it, you can hear it in the background.
Hello.
There it is, it's going like, blah, 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 in the back.
Weird. National Geographic. Sex with aliens.
39.
Hello. Hi. My name's Scott, and I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, number 40 is Rotary S. K or something.
Not
rotary
a clue.
Speaker? This is rotary?
This is gonna be, the rotary. Okay. I know what you're talking about. That's okay. It's a pan. Can you hear it panning
around? Oh, it's
your
going
head?
Around. I'm going around.
I think in glorious mono, you're not going to get that effect, but
I
yeah.
I think I'm falling off my
chair. Yeah.
I'm about to fall down.
That's actually very cool when you have, like, you know, four speakers going. Because it really screws
Let's
you
try
in.
41. Oh,
no.
It's the same thing, only faster.
That's actually giving me a damn
like,
headache.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yep.
I'm getting sick.
Dude, my boss is... Oh, my God, this is... Yeah, get us the hell out of here.
43 is delay.
Delays rock.
This is a delay. All
right, I got to say this.
Yeah,
I went to my boss's house before I came here, I was telling you, and he's got a brand new... Well, the kid's about a year old. Have you seen those jackrabbit jumper things they put kids in now?
Yeah.
You, like, hang it?
Yeah.
This kid was so rad. He's like, boom, boom. He's like flying around like in that Cedar Point, man. And
they didn't have anything like that when I was...
He never took me out one time. He was going so fast, he probably knocked me over. And he's wing, wing, wing.
Ow, ow.
The blades are cool. This is a very tight delay. You probably go up a little bit, start getting longer and longer.
Right, there's like 10 of these ones. Do you want to try and like maybe 4 off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Click.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's really bad.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
You can keep going.
How was it for you, Will?
I didn't think you'd know I did it.
You'd love it.
Okay, this is the compressor.
This is what we're talking.
The ones in the middle are combinations of all those ones that we just went through. There's like reverse and delay, reverse and flange.
Well, those can get pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, so I just jumped right up all the way up to the compressor, but there's actually a couple of these compressors.
Yeah, well, they just tighten the compression up.
LF Midway wants to call.
Call in. Yeah, go ahead.
Call.
There's three compressors. We're on 71 right now.
Let's hear the other ones, just out of curiosity, because we never really listened to it before. Hi.
Ooh,
it's
like
a little louder. It's a little louder. You can actually hear it. Hear my compression?
Yeah.
It's a little louder. What's 73?
That's 73.
That sucks.
Oh, that's really compressed.
Yeah.
That's
we want to go like to 71 for normal broadcasting.
You think 71?
74 is an answer.
Hello? What is it?
Enhancer. Or expander.
Expander.
This is called expander.
Actually, I kind of like that. It makes my voices sound better.
Oh, I sound expand. You're listening to Ghostly Talk, and I am...
Hey, I have a lot of email that talks about how to expand things.
Gate.
Really? What?
The gate.
What does gate do?
I've heard that name over and over again, but I never learned it.
Yeah.
Well, I know if we call.
Ooh, that's the Altimizer.
Let's call Alex, dude, and find out.
I am the Altimizer.
You want to call Alex from the band and find out what a gate does?
All right. Call him up. Okay. You just hit speaker.
And then dial his number.
Yeah, he's got a new number.
Oh.
I don't know, it's got it right here.
Oh, well, yeah, don't mic him yet until after.
Ultra Bass.
Ultra Bass. Do, 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 do. Hello, this is Doug of Ultra Bass.
Boom.
Do, 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 do.
Beep, 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 beep. You've dialed 47 digits.
Oh, I am. Oh, okay.
The Panner.
What the hell? It's not a record.
Can't take your call. Please leave a message.
I have no idea who that was. Oh. I wonder if that was one of them privacy keeper things or whatever.
Yeah, let's try it again. No, it wasn't. That was Alex's cell.
Oh, dial it again.
Do you have to push 9 first?
No.
Auto filter?
You probably don't have... Oh, my God, this sucks. I sound like I'm on a...
Hello?
Oh, is that him?
Apparently it is. Jesus, that's loud.
Why don't I hear him in the microphone? I don't hear him.
He's on the wrong channel.
Hello?
He's not in there.
Game.
There it is.
I don't think that's him.
Hi, this is Bob. I'm not here right now.
Rob?
Have a good day.
To leave a voice message,
hang
press
up.
1, or just wait for the tone. To send a new
message. Hang up.
Oh, man, I wanted to leave a message.
That wasn't him.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hi, Rob. You're on the radio. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Guitar amp.
Oh, my God, this guy is... That sounds like crap. Oh my God.
Oh, no. Now this is like Daft Punk here. Okay,
it actually sounds... We could do shows like that. Yeah, well, that's what it usually sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't hear shit.
No, what this is?
This is like...
It's like
a record.
Yeah, there's a record going on
in
the background.
Wow. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. No,
oh,
I like this. This is hard. Oh, dog is good. Hello, Houston. We have a problem. The space capsule.
Do you remember one of those Major Tom lyrics?
Oh. Just one step, just one small step for man, one giant step for mankind.
That's what my next cell sounds like.
I have a dream.
go for it. It's all you.
No,
you
no,
like
I can't.
Your...
I can't.
4 score and 7 years ago.
yeah, I'm quite
sure. I'm sure Abraham Lincoln's microphone sounded like that, too.
Yeah. He had like, ABC, CBS, NBC.
They're all around him.
Yeah. Together, yeah.
He's got his hat. You know,
at the podium.
His hat showing his beard.
Yeah.
His mold, yeah, big old mold. So it's disgusting. All right, really.
That's
fine.
Get that shit. You're going to kill my ears, man.
Ow.
Are you back to the compressor?
We're back to normal. That was grueling.
Okay,
feels good to be home.
Should we play a song?
Hey, anybody call in? 1-888-520-1969.
Yeah, okay, we're done screwing around.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Let's talk to people.
Play? Yeah, we're going to listen to some music.
Yeah, turn something on. We'll wait for someone to call. I can barely hear that.
Yeah, crank it up, man.
No, not there. It's just here.
Without you, if I do, without you, if I do, without you, if I do, without you, if I do. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man damper it be. This is a place where eternally fire is applied to the body. Teeth are extruded and for the ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
Thank you.
Oh, do you want to go? Can we put you on the air as well? All right, pull his up to where we would normally have it. Okay, that's where we'd normally have it. I'm a little bit lower than when I talk. I'm actually a little bit lower than like zero.
Okay. When you say lower than zero, you mean, you know?
So are you? I'm all green.
Still in the green. That's basically where you want to be. Still on the green.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm all green. I peek up to the highest green basically.
And that's with your pot open in the normal position that you usually keep it in.
Right. Now yours, however.
Hot.
No, the opposite.
Okay, then bring that pot up.
The pot or the gain on the mic?
It's the same difference. When I say pot, I mean you
okay,
input,
okay.
Input I'll gain, and then you got the spider, and you also have a turn, right?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay, put the regular gain input to the board from that channel to normal.
You're what I did is I used the pot. I used the round one. They call that the gain, and you're right there.
Okay.
You're right there. I'm a little bit. Well, no, I peek. I peek when I talk. Do I peek up into the?
Talk right into it.
Okay, I'm talking into the mic, just like I would normally talk on Ghostly Talk. Hello.
You're about between 2 and 4.
Oh, so I'm down. It's still in the green. Okay, I have to hang on. I have to pot myself. Just a minute.
I need to go potty.
Oh no, I'm all the way up. So. Okay.
Now you're hitting orange.
Oh, now I hit orange. Okay. So there, I might have to bring myself down a click. Down just a little bit. All right, this is Doug. I'm with Ghostly Talk. How are you doing today? Are you... Okay. Well, I don't know what to say now.
You got to remember, I'm working blind here because of the delay, so I can't.
Yeah, I know. I think when you hear yourself, you'll really like the phone. That just worked out well. I mean, that I turned that knob and boom, it was right there, and you're right at zero most of the time.
I believe Will said that you're actually recording this as you go.
Yes, we are.
I'd like to hear the progression and the change to when we finally get to where you want to
be. Oh, I'll put the we'll put the file up.
That's cool.
We're only recording physically right now at 64 kilobits per second.
That's fine. It's regular, not pro either, right? It's still FM. Okay.
Yeah, it's regular, but...
Cool.
Sorry.
Cool. All right, so you got your pot, right?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Move on to Scott.
Well, Scott...
Remember where you're... Once again, you're going to leave your game pot, meaning your little turn pot, right where it is. The variation should be...
Right, should be with the slider switch.
Correct, right.
Yes,
now,
yes.
Once again, remember where you are with that slider. Remember where you are with all these sliders.
Right.
You want to be able to read them. That's your base. And then you work from there depending upon whether you're running a little high, a little low.
Okay. Are we on the air? Yeah, we're on the air. We're on the air. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what,
yeah.
I'm doing. Here's what I've been going through with LFM.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're adjusting the board. We got the music channel down pretty much pat.
Okay.
These now coincide with the levels that the listeners hear.
Holy
I know. So what happens is we're supposed to be filling up the green as we talk as much as possible and peeking a little teeny bit maybe into
well,
the yellow
yeah.
and sometimes up into the red.
And
you know,
real highs, you got to pop the red a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you know what I didn't do? I didn't turn off the vocal compressor. Wait a minute.
Oh, you guys.
You want to do this raw. You want all this raw.
We want this raw.
Meaning, you know, no processing whatsoever.
Okay.
Because once you start processing, you're going to get what you're seeing on the board as far as levels.
They're not gonna be real, yeah.
Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point, once again, was to sync up your board meters with what the clients are receiving.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine, most people don't put meters on their wind amps because they're not insane.
Okay.
Right.
I need you to talk. Just talk about anything you want.
Oh, really? Well, I tell you what. I just got off the phone, and I got all kinds of stuff to talk about. You guys are just going to like this. Guess what I found out, guys? While you're sitting here in front of me, our representative from the collab unit, all right, the collab unit for the band,
all right,
we're wondering why we haven't received our shipment of 1,000 CDs yet. We were told that our representative was the other representative from a very large corporation chain of music stores.
Okay,
we were waiting on him. It's his fault. It's all his fault. Well, we just found out from the head in California that our guitar player called up and started bitching out a few minutes ago because he's so mad that our representative from the collab unit has not paid the rest of the balance off to have the CDs manufactured.
Oh, well, that's just ugly.
And your representative from the collab unit is that fellow who you keep calling
and
calling.
That piece of shit that I'm going to stomp the hell out of next time I see him.
Yeah. Ow.
I am going to hurt this guy. Alex, our guitar player, he was screaming and yelling. That's why I went upstairs. And I'm like, what's going on? What's wrong? And he explained the whole thing to me. So after 2.5 years, the truth finally comes out.
I'm going to
kill
month?
This son of a bitch when
it's
I see
him.
It's
also been a month since your CD.
You people out there do not want to know what the hell I've been going through with my band. As far as getting an album out.
CDs were never made then.
Okay, you're way down.
No, they were made. They're made. They're sitting in a factory right now, and they're not going to release them out to the public until the rest of the balance is paid off for the manufacturing of the CDs in Utah.
Scott, you work this mic relatively tight, yeah?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So...
I gotta ask. I'm sorry.
I'm just... Are we gonna go get something to eat after this? Because I'm really hungry now. But
hello.
I just want to hurt people now. I really just want to stomp the hell out of a few people. This is ridiculous, man.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay, Midwood? Is that all right?
I'm on the phone. I'm just looking at the... You're getting a little bit more in line here. I'm looking at the meters.
Okay.
Going out over the air.
Yeah. What else can I yell about? We actually had a release party for our album on October 16th of last month, obviously. And... We were having a problem getting these CDs from the manufacturing plant.
And everything, basically found out a few minutes ago that everything we were told by our representative from the CoLab unit was a complete lie. Everything was a complete lie. We were totally lied to. Luckily, we didn't give any money up. We haven't. We're all smarter than that.
Did they call you Schizo Tipple by any chance?
Oh, or? God.
Hello.
Thank you, LF.
Hello, 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 hello.
But we as a band have, if anybody out there has actually bought the CD at a show or anything like that, the CD you have was actually made by the band. I mean, we actually went to a manufacturer here in Detroit and bought a low quantity just to have these albums out by October 16th for people, because we've been hyping the release date for like 3 months.
Gave you a lower priority because you're a quote unquote a smaller client.
I have no. It really isn't a matter of that. I think to be honest with you, why the balance has not been paid off, that's the only mystery we still have. There you are, Will. That's the only mystery we still have concerning this. I don't know why this particular gentleman did what he did. And it really hurts me because I considered the guy a friend. So as of now, this person is not a friend anymore. And next time I see him, it's going to be a very, very ugly situation. Shut up, Will!
Fuck
Shut
you.
The hell up!
Fuck you!
Whoa!
There's probably only like 3 people listening anyway.
You're clipped there badly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I screamed. I didn't mean to yell.
But the point, yeah, okay, that's cool. But I'm so focused on this audio right now. It's not even funny.
So you want me to talk sexy to you, LF?
What?
You want me to talk sexy to you, LF?
No, I'm
Are
that's
you
being
sure?
covered
are
quite
you
adequately. Thank you very much.
Well, Scott, actually, no. You're done. So
what
you,
I do? What
yeah,
I do?
You're done. So
I'm sorry. I was just kidding around.
No, you're cool. You're cool. Oh. No, I don't mean you're done.
I am like with the show.
Where's some pink slip?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
No. Not done like that. We did. Your mic's, like, good.
Do you want me to shut it off?
Well, there's a good idea.
Do me a favor and just have Scott just talk by yourself without anybody else and give me like 10 seconds.
Okay, I'll use your...
Wait, have Scott talk by himself?
Yeah, as in you not talking.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
I'm John.
Hi, I'm Scott. And you know what? I don't like people in the music industry anymore. As a matter of fact, I don't like music anymore. Music equals shit. I cannot stand anything. I hate everybody. I'm not in a very good mood right now, obviously, and I'm very sorry about that. I should be more happy and cheery because I'm on Gusley Talk, but I am not in a very good mood right now.
All right, that's cool. Shut up for a second.
Okay.
I want to see it come down the line.
He's watching the meters.
Here we go.
Here it comes. We're going to know the results any moment. This is like waiting for a pregnancy test.
Green, it's great.
Hey, Doug, I'm showing him still coming in low. Oh, wait.
There really is like a 40-second delay or so.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, yeah.
I'm showing him. I'm showing myself as right where you would want the phone line.
Yeah, yours looks really good. Oh, mine. I'm actually low at the moment too. Of course, I'm talking.
I'm watching my levels on the board. Let me look at my levels right now. I'm peaking. Actually, I'm a little low right now. If I push myself, I get up there a little bit, so you might want to bring me up a little
bit.
Well,
no, the thing is I think your level is probably good. I think when we apply the compression, it's going to even it out somewhat.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Do you want to let's try applying your compression right now.
Wait, okay.
It doesn't do that?
You're using, okay, why are you using the compression, or why do you want to use the compression?
Right now we're raw, right? We're doing everything raw right
yeah.
now.
What compression is going to do is make you sound louder with the same levels. Do you follow what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Now you're putting processing between those board levels that we just worked so hard to set.
Okay.
And what your encoders are getting. Do you follow?
Yes, yes.
The gain that's added, or at least the perceivable gain that's added by the compression,
yeah.
is not going to show on your meters.
Oh.
Do you follow what I'm
yes.
saying? Yeah.
Okay. Now I see what you're saying. The only thing I'm worried about though is if somebody starts screaming down here. That's just gonna peak the levels of it.
Well, then you could run a little bit more conservative on the pots. There's no the music. I think certainly. Once again, this is only my opinion. Or
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
subjective thing.
Yeah.
The music should be peaking just where it is because you know that's a closed channel, and that you can always compensate for.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta remember, even with somebody yelling, it'll look like you're clipping here. I'll see you clipping my meters, but I won't necessarily hear the distortion. So there's a level, and I hate to say this, but there's a level of awareness required in regards to actually engineering. where whoever's riding the pots, and I'm assuming that's Will most of the time, yes?
Yeah.
Has to be keeping an eye on what's going on.
He's usually, yeah.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
He does.
No criticism whatsoever at all.
No, no, it's cool.
But there's an extra level of awareness required because, you know, there are times where you're talking softly, and I notice particularly I do this even on the air. When we get into the area of exclamation or we get excited, we generally up the level in our voice.
Yeah.
And that needs to be compensated for.
Okay.
Do you follow what I'm saying here?
Exactly.
So you could be kind of anal with the pots and go nuts, or you could get outboard process. I do advise you to look into some sort of limiting or leveling.
Yeah.
Outboard, certainly, as it's gotten.
I actually might.
And so then it's got to be done manually to one degree or another.
I actually might gank out.
And it's not the biggest deal in the world. That's the one thing I love about digital audio for the most part, is what would clip an analog, I mean really heavy-duty distortion, does not necessarily show up. Or you can compensate for it quick enough if you catch it, where it's not going to, you ain't going to blow out no speakers with internet radio.
Well, we have my buddy, the singer in my band, has that rack we were using for a while. Doug, remember?
Yeah.
That has a limiter on it.
It's stereo?
Yeah, it's stereo, too. It's very cool. I might see if I can gank that from for a while again.
And once you get your grimy little fingers on one of those, you put that in line on your master output on the board. And you still want to, you know, watch your levels coming out of the board, but now you can run hot out of the board, and you know that you're catching it on the other end.
Yeah.
And it's leveling it off. And it'll do the same thing if you're running a little low on the board as far as undermodding.
Okay.
It'll bring it up.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm gonna gank that from probably this week sometime.
It's a worthwhile thing to do.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Totally.
That was my key thing with processing, was volume leveling. That's really all I look for. I don't even run any EQ or anything here.
Okay.
I mean, running at 64 Pro, I'm pretty close to CD quality anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
Letting the audio go through the way it is, I don't have to compensate. And as I said, the 24K stream—that's a courtesy.
Yeah.
Four souls on dial-up. No EQ for it or nothing. It's just kind of like there.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely gank that from this week, and we'll plug that into the board here. We'll pull it out of the master output, like you said, and that might straighten things out a little bit as far as, well, just use a limiter, right? Not a compressor.
Right, limiter. See, now you gotta remember, like you can compress with a limiter, but you can't necessarily limit with a compressor.
Yeah.
I know it sounds funny, but it's
true.
It's the case.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, we're good. I think on that. Well, what about you? Your
well, case. No, I like that, but I was trying to pay attention to that. I'm low.
Well, I'm looking at the levels right now, and you're low.
Another key thing.
How about if I holler?
I generally find, and Rez does this a lot, when we're doing a board feed, when she's live, we're doing a board feed from here, of course, and she's listening into her headphones, she adjusts the level on her headphones and then adjusts the pot levels around that. Well, that's kind of deceiving because what you're hearing in the headphones is not the gain that's going out to the master.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we've noticed that over the past couple of shows.
My advice would be, once again, find the level on the headphones that is corresponding to what your meters are, the one set of meters you actually do have on the board that will give you any indication of anything, and work from there.
Okay, yeah. I think characteristically we like our headphones cranking.
Yeah, we like our headphones really loud.
That's the problem, though, I think, is that it's not corresponding to the meters on the board itself, or the meters that are coming out of the board into internet land.
Well, this actually, now that our
this
levels
sounds
are actually
really good. This is really warm sounding, and it sounds
anything
nice.
I'm watching right now, the phone pot seems a little high.
The phone?
That's all right. You know what it is? I keep going up and down on the phone. That's
okay.
We're going to mess with the phone a little bit.
Yeah, we just brought that down a little bit, so we'll see. Take a look at that in a couple seconds after you talk. So, yeah.
Okay, but we do have a major problem with Will's microphone.
What would that be?
Well, Will's microphone is not on one of the microphone inputs. It's on
all 8 XLR inputs?
There's four XLR inputs.
Okay. Four and four stereo. This is what I'm not getting.
There's a total of 12 channels on the board. There's four XLRs.
Right.
And then there's four other channels, and they're stereo channels, but they're separate. Right, left, right, left, right, left.
So bridgeable, basically.
Yeah.
So that you can plug in a like the mix
player or anything that's line level source stereo.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So that's what that's what we have Will plugged into now, because see, we've got three hosts.
Right.
Okay, that takes up three microphone inputs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the telephone line.
Right.
So that's a fourth microphone input.
Yeah.
So then what we have left is Will is relegated to you know, he's relegated to one of the mono inputs,
yeah.
but right. bridged over so that it's a stereo signal.
Uh-huh. Either you get Will or you get a stereo device.
Right.
Yeah.
The only stereo device that we have is the computer that plays the promos.
Okay. See, so, you know, I'm running a Shure mic mixer, XLR out. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 channels running into my one XLR mic input on my board. So you know,
sub-mixer. We could actually mic out. We could actually line out to the other board. You know that?
Yeah, we could do that.
We could line out to the other board.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to complicate things a little bit, but we
do
that.
We do have a mic mixer.
There you go.
But I didn't really want to use it.
What, does it generate noise?
No. Well, yeah, when it's plugged into electric. If it runs on battery, it doesn't.
60-cycle hum, probably. Is it XLR? It's like, you know, balanced in?
No, these are quarter-inch.
They're quarter-inch.
XLRs really don't do that. Just, like I said, the Shure mixer I'm using, I think it's a 267. It's an old sucker. It's probably as old as I am. It's XLR balanced in and XLR out. And I'm actually running unbalanced to the board. I got a wee bit of white noise in Resin Show that I'm trying to get rid of. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, okay.
Shh. Except the thousands of
people. Okay, so it's balanced. It's not really going to help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Trying to limit, like, you know, cost to everybody here. I mean, you know. Luckily, I was able to set up this studio with what I had lying around for the last 17 years. But
well, you have a radio career, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know. We of course, are ghost hunters and computer nerds.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. See, that's why this whole processing thing, if you were running.
I need a picture of that. That's literally eating the mic.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
No, it's so sad. I got a. Three Beyer M88 microphones that they were like $300 each about a decade ago. I got them over in John's studio, and, you know, I'm working with him back on Sundays.
Right.
And
during the Ghostly Talk show.
Excuse me, I never said that.
No, that's the one regret that I have. I don't get to listen to R&I.
Of course, so do I.
I don't get to listen to, you know, during the show.
Right.
And I don't...
That, like, it's not in replay all week long, but anyway.
Oh, that's true.
The problem is I can't get those mics out of the studio. He won't give them up. And the truly tragic element here is he's using it to feed a shortwave signal. These are, like, really nice instrument mics. They discontinued them and made a new version. So I'm using a pair of RE11s here, which are, like, pretty decent mics. I mean, it's $250 mics, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something about the particular sound in those Beyers, which is why I bought them originally. And I'm just a nice guy, you know, as much of a reputation as I may or may not have. I don't have the heart to pull these microphones.
Well, let's try and get some kind of levels out of Will.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Well, the question becomes, how often do you use the input device that you're sharing his pot with, you know, his channel?
No, never.
Never. So
yeah.
It doesn't really matter then.
Right.
I was thinking more in terms of that you wind up switching in and out and you would need to adjust, you know what I'm saying? The game.
Right, yeah, but no, we don't. We can dedicate a channel to him. The only problem is it doesn't have a, it doesn't have, like, with these mics, you can turn, there's a pot for gain.
Right.
And then there's the slider switch to make micro adjustments.
So you're working basically, we're looking at line level in without any tweak adjustment on the actual input gain on the channel.
Right, and
yeah.
there's
output
no
gain,
way to
but not
do
input.
Exactly.
Okay, so set for output then. Is that it? You know, let's try it for output. Mic them up, put them on there, and just let them talk and do your slider thing. Do your output from the channel. You can't control input, but you can control output. So, and line level's not that, you know, it should be okay.
All right, let's give it a shot, Will.
All right. So how's this sounding? Is this sounding okay to you? I know it's going to take a little bit for it to get to you, the whole 40 seconds or whatever.
How was your day, Will?
My day was long. My day was really long. I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go out to Dearborn for a meeting. There was a bunch of different companies that came out. And yeah.
Tell them about the free stuff.
Oh, I got tons of free stuff. I work for an office supply store. I won't name which one. But we got stuff from Brother and Lexmark and a bunch of different furniture companies. And
why don't you just give their web addresses too, Chirkoff?
Well, I mean, they were really cool. I'm not saying anything bad about them.
I know. Sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bitch.
I'm sorry.
I would up the output gain on the channel a bit.
Can't. It's already max.
Now, if I the effects. If I brought that up, would that help it?
No.
What if we pump him through the compressor to give him a little more volume?
you could. Okay, so you're just talking about assigning the effect to that one channel.
Yeah. Because we can do that on the Behringer.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because I don't have the Behringer board in front of me. You can assign the effect, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Once you've assigned the effect, does it give you some sort of gain control over the channel?
Yes.
Can you leave the effect down but yet bring the gain up?
No.
Ah.
It's effect and gain at the same time.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying. You can try it, but I wouldn't. I'm if you're going to apply compression, it should be really across the board. Otherwise, he's going to sound different than.
Let's hear him.
Well, let's at least hear him. So.
Well, how does it sound now? I mean, it's definitely different.
You sound very boxy compared to us.
Yeah, you sound incredibly different.
And that's just in your monitor you're hearing now.
Right?
Yeah, we hear
that in our headphones. Well, let's see what it sounds like when you hear it, though, Ella.
You can try it, but
dead air. It's our friend. I hate you all.
He's hearing it now.
Oh, he's boxed out.
Yeah, that's the effect.
Very boxy. You keep saying
it. But it's louder.
I'm getting all excited, dude. Stop it.
Not boxers, boxy.
If I take it down like about halfway, does it sound any better?
It still sounds a bit boxy, but.
Yeah. You still sound. You're like. Compressed is what you're
really
compressed.
What's going on here.
Yeah.
Does this sound? No, that's even worse.
Yeah, you got.
Yeah, I gotta keep it up. I gotta talk louder. I guess.
Is that the compression still on?
No, the compression is off.
That sounds pretty good.
It sounds good, but yeah, he's not peaking like
we
do.
Like
he doesn't go up into the
yellow. I'm just gonna have to make sure that I talk louder when I actually do speak.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and talk louder then.
Damn you, put me on the spot, man. So I almost have to yell in order for me to get in that big range. I'm just watching these things bounce and bounce like Karma's boobies.
Oh! Alright, we are going to so capture that, dude.
Yeah,
that's isolation right there, my friend.
Yeah,
I watched them bounce. I watched them bounce and bounce and bounce like Karma's boobies.
He hasn't heard that yet. There's a 40 seconds away.
Oh, crap.
I don't think anybody's heard that yet.
Boobs.
Well, it's funny when everybody. See? Yeah, there you clip. You know, this is. Because you got to remember now, with everything open and everybody talking at the same time,
yeah.
You're perfecting the game uniformly, man. It's just more input coming through.
Oh, wow.
You need some limiting. I'm sorry, but you really. We need
some
limiting.
That's not a problem. I can hook that up.
Then do that.
The limiter should actually bring me up then, wouldn't it?
Sure.
I don't know.
I'll have to see. I mean, I don't know if it's... we'll have to just
play. Yeah, we'll play with it. Let's start early.
You can speak for yourself, my friend. I'm not playing with any... Well, not until I get home. Not in the middle of the restaurant.
Okay, well, at least we can get Will on. He talks so rarely, though. And if he's got something really lengthy to say, we can always, you know, share a microphone or
for right now.
I'm just going to have to talk louder is all it is.
We got to get that limiter in here. He's completely right.
There's no doubt. Yeah.
We can do that. We can do that.
How often does he really need that on Sunday anyway?
Like I said, I wish you were running software or an encoder that would let you use a pipeline, you know?
Well, maybe that's another option, too.
Optimax.
I mean, isn't there a plug-in or something you get?
It's a volume leveler, and it does a superb job. I mean, I could do whatever I want into my encoder. And it's just so smooth on the other side.
Wow.
So, I don't even think about it as far as, like, all the air checks that I make or even, like, recording you guys.
Yeah.
One degree or another, which I did know I did this week, but you know about that.
Why'd you record this?
You're undermodding? With no problem, because I can even have it, like, halfway, half the gain I normally would.
Yeah.
My limiting brings it up.
Okay.
So
I definitely have to get
that. I do wind up, when I do make recordings on air for replays of various shows here, I wind up using just a straight-up WinAmp feed fed into my board going into Cool Edits, and I just make sure I'm running real conservative on my levels on Cool Edit. I'm talking about peaking at, like, 9.
Wow.
And then when I play them back, they're brought up to 10, you know, or 0. What
okay.
would be well, 0 in my meters and what would be 0 to the client?
Well, the thing is, like, for example, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get it all in place because even Scott K. had mentioned, you know, of Stagehand Tools, he had mentioned that there's a way to www.stagehandtools.com. plug out a test stream. I mean, he's like, oh hey, they plugged my website on a test stream. Anyway, the He was mentioning that there's a way you could take this kind of audio if it were better than it was, let's say, because it was really bad. And, yeah, shut up. Hey, at least it was entertaining.
you guys for content, not the audio quality.
But if he, because he's also in the business. He's in the recording studio.
I gathered that considering some of the stuff that I've heard.
Yeah, studio lighting, studio recording, studio sound editing, and on the road, too. Because he does, like, all that stuff for bands as well.
Right.
And so what he does is he works with this stuff. So he was saying if you could get, like, you know, better levels and stuff like that, we would actually have a shot of taking these. I don't have to put up with that during a test stream. you don't know what goes out of the studio, fortunately. Anyway, you could take these things and you could actually put them out the CD in like really high quality and things like that, so that people would actually probably want to get.
That's not clipping.
Scott was not clipping.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, your board will enable you to do a pretty decent board feed. Why don't you just have a board feed running and record at like 128 or better?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to start capturing shows we actually tried to start, but I didn't have any levels for it, so it never actually happened very well.
Right. What media?
We're going to put out the VHS tape.
Yeah, VHS Hi-Fi is a very good way to go. And you got to remember, most of the units for the last 2 years have had an ACG built in.
Oh, okay. Automatic gain control.
Yeah, you might want to. I used to have a machine, and it finally broke, and I had to get rid of it. It was a JVC that actually had meters on it.
Okay.
Oh, that's
really
cool.
Really cool stereo meters. I was like, wow. Anything with like meters and flashing lights, and I'm like captivated.
Yeah. Ooh, look at them things bounce.
Nice
green colors. But VHS Hi-Fi is the way to go. That's how, as a matter of fact, that's how we originally recorded our shows for the ship back in '87, because we couldn't actually be out there on the ship because it was a logistical problem. So we were running VHS Hi-Fi recordings into the transmitters.
Yeah, we used to record all that stuff when I was like 16 years old, when I was in my first band, man.
Yeah.
That's the ADAT, man. I call it the old ADAT. Just dump it on there, man.
And as a matter of fact, John still uses it to air check in studio air check of the show, which is a good thing. I've had to actually spend time digitizing when there was a problem with. He uses Y365, unfortunately, and I pick up his relay from there. We're having major problems with it, so I think I'm going to just set him up with an encoder on his end.
Oh, he pays Live365 for whatever it is people pay.
He had the account like 3-4 years ago when it was free.
Oh, okay, so he was grandfathered in.
Other than in, but I think he's paying like minimum now for like 10 slots.
Yeah, I know some other folks who are doing that too.
Absolutely positively primitive. So what I'm going to do is I obviously have my high encode and my low encode. He can't handle his machine right now, and I was always looking to upgrade. He can't handle anything more than a 24K encode anyway. So I'm going to drop off my low relay, give it to him to encode from source, repeat him on my high. So that'll get him stable out of there, because I think I mentioned to you recently, Maine's been having a problem picking up his feed off the internet because of the Live365, and they have satellite up there. So, and that's subject to weather, unfortunately. I mean, it's like 100 miles south of the Canadian border.
Yeah, they're like it's that or wildlife sounds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're working on that.
The wind echoing through the what mountains? That's a mountainous area, isn't it?
My understanding. Yeah, I think it's got moose. What more can I say?
If it's got moose, yeah, it's desolate.
That means moose is
that's a desolate area. I mean, here in Michigan, you're in a desolate area if you see like cows.
Yeah, right. Really. Seriously, if you go 10 feet, like you go more than 10 feet without seeing a Walmart, and like you see like a cow, it's like, dude, we are in the sticks, man.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
Going on here?
That's what it's like here in Michigan. Now in Maine, if a moose walks across in front of you, you're probably like, dude, now we're in the sticks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but that's like even stickier than the sticks here. It's like on the level of sticks, that's way.
But that
out
depends
there.
If you live in the sticks, though, because if you saw a moose walking across the street, you know, when you were driving out of radio,
you're like, oh, I'm almost home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you guys comfortable with the levels that we just set?
These sound great. These sound really, really good.
It totally rocks. I don't know how.
I agree on the fact that we need a limiter. I agree with that
100%. Have we gotten any feedback from the chat room? absolutely
all right, well,
no.
Okay, every one of you dumb shits in there, can you please say something and get your head out of your ass?
Suggestion, until you do get the limiter in line, and I hope you do that very shortly,
yeah.
I would even run a little bit more conservative on your master out from the board, because I know this
okay.
have been clipping.
Okay.
Okay.
On certain things, whether it be the heavy laughter, and I get that would form more with Will than anything else. Well, you might want to run your output. Look at the board meters. Use those as your indicator.
Oh, yeah,
run
totally.
A little bit, just like, just into the green. I don't know. It's hard to explain because it's not a needle we're looking at.
No.
I don't know. I think you just got lights without any necessarily numbers next to them, am I right?
No, there are numbers.
There are numbers.
Yeah.
I would look to go for -3.
Okay.
Okay, everybody in the chat room, you can stop surfing porn now too.
Because we're running a little bit hotter than that. We're peaking up into 0 and 2 and 4.
I'd say just under 0 on the board, because now you know you're in proportion to everything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that should help with even the little minor clippings. I'm saying it's not
cool.
Distorting. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be standing here on the phone and you know still having you distorting. I would just have to go slash my wrist or something.
Well, I'm glad we're not distorting.
Stay up late at night thinking about this stuff.
Well,
it's a disease. This is one of the reasons why I was so hesitant to get back involved with anything that was audio related.
Well,
hey,
one of the
you too.
Yeah. Well, you saw
No. I'm looking at the chat room. I'm sorry.
Bonnie said, "Fuck you, Scott."
No. Whoa. Hey.
On the
air.
I
said the F word.
Said that on
it's
the
already
air.
Happened like 10 times.
Yeah, from you, not me.
I'm bad. I need to be spanked. Bonnie, come over.
It just brings down the whole level of the program.
I know, we're just killing the whole mystery of ghostly talk.
Well,
you know,
this isn't much
we're
about
like
mystery.
Some really nice guys or something. Hey, you
mystery.
Know, I just had some bad news. I'm sorry. I'm not a very... We have to go to the Coney tonight.
You want to go to Coney?
And vent.
Yeah.
Well, does everybody have to be up early?
No.
I don't
want to go
straight.
But, LF, what I want to talk to you about...
All right, let's go eat.
While they're chatting amongst themselves.
I want to get
Yeah, about you. This is the kind of thing, though, that... Don't you think for internet radio in general, this isn't ever written down anywhere?
Oh, no. The only reason I'm able to do this at all is because I have the background would actually...
Keep going, Rob.
FM broadcasting and
hang
processing
there,
for FM. And a decent. I'm not an audio expert, believe me. I know what works and what doesn't for me. And that's why when I first called you up, you know, I don't want to overstep my boundaries here. It's like,
well,
you got to do this and you got to do that.
He's actually helping us out a lot.
A basic idea on what's going on and how it should work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little hard getting there by yourself is all, particularly when you're not getting that feedback from someone who's actually listening.
But what's killing me is, it's not killing me, but is what's mystifying is that there's no way to get this stuff right. Because,
trial and error. That's how I've learned.
I've
been 2 months now with the internet, and let me tell you, I've had some help. I feel, once again, Phobos has been a great help to me in regards to internet broadcasting, particularly software. And various means of automation.
Oh,
you know, I've called up other people that I know who used to be involved with radio, who kind of messed around with Shoutcast to one degree or another. Certainly not looking to do what I'm doing with R&I, but still, you know. So I mean, I had a base to draw upon. This is, as far as I'm concerned, it, for me and where I'm at now, it's an accumulative effect of a lot of other people's efforts.
But I mean, like for example, when I did a radio show, this all was done for me.
Oh, of course. See, you know, it's funny you should say this because John. He goes nuts literally 15 minutes before the show because he's a lot of technical issues. We had some problems this week. We've been known to have problems before, the feed in Maine. And he looks at me at the end of the show and he says, Lee, you know, those professionals who get to go in there, all they got to do is sit down and talk into a microphone. They don't have to worry about all the technical aspects of things.
But see, and then when I started, you know, we started Ghostly Talk just under 2 years ago. And it was like, okay, well, you know, you just plug these wires in and there you go.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was great for when, you know, when we were on that, when we were alone, it was okay. I mean, we just captured the stream
just
and people could download it.
Just us here, down here alone.
Yeah, but then when we started joining networks and we joined that other network, everything was still, again, done for us.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden we started, you know, now there's Pioneer.
Yeah, there's Pioneer now.
There's Pioneer. And you know, we had no clue. We had no clue that our levels were down, that, you know, how would people know this? Like for example, I really admire Steve Petro. And I don't know if you've heard of him or if Rez has talked to
him. I'm fully aware of who Steve is and I've heard the show. And his audio is pretty decent.
Right. Yeah. Well, I completely admire him, but how would he know? And, you know, like, whether the levels are correct, because I would have had no clue. Well, plus when we got this board, I, you know, it's got so many knobs on it, I just like, well, okay, I can hear myself in the headphones, I must be okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, how would anybody really know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have some background, you know what to look for. I mean, it's levels. I don't know what to tell you. I grew up.
No, it really is like trial and error.
Like, okay, what's my level? Where am I? How am I sounding?
Yeah.
You know, and it's real.
And sometimes it changes too.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't need anybody to do it. You just set your level, gain on the board, okay. You hear it. Now, the thing about levels is that unless you got it on a meter, you only hear it.
Shut up, Corvo.
So if you don't have meters, you're going, okay, as long as this is not distorting and it looks, let's see, I got my volume level at half, it don't sound too bad. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get by like that. But me, particularly with terrestrial and even now, I like the mod hot. I like to be the hottest thing on the dial. Not distorting, don't get me wrong. But if you're going to do it, I generally have a tendency to run things hot. And that's me. But the point is that if you're broadcasting, you do have, and this is an issue that goes back to the pirate days, where there are a lot of pirates who were not responsible technically in regards to what they were doing. And when you do that, you draw attention from the FCC, because people are complaining if you're overmodding, you can be spilling over into the next channel.
Right, yeah.
All of a sudden, some little old lady who can't get, you know, Lawrence Welk anymore is calling up the FCC and saying, well, there's these guys here, and they keep interfering. And then all of a sudden, the FCC is knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm.
So I was brought up in an environment of responsibility, both technically and also as far as programming goes. A level of responsibility.
Well, we certainly appreciate the help.
Yeah, we do.
We've been ripping our hair out here.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad that I was able to,
Seriously, we really do.
More than anything else. Limiting, man. Limiting.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm all over that.
All right.
And that's not even a problem. I'll take care of that this week.
And when you get that, you start all over again, but only from the standpoint of that. Set your pods normal, your regular gain out.
Yeah.
On the board, and now you adjust your limiting, and then you get somebody on the client end to see where you are on the meters.
Yeah.
And then once you're there, you leave it, and you could dance all over that board, and you'll be rock solid.
And we're going to have to just take some nails and put them right through the level adjusters so they don't move anymore or they don't get bumped.
Right. I'm number two.
I'm
number one.
I'm number one.
Number one.
I'm number one.
He number one.
I'm number five. yeah.
Anyway, guys.
Hey,
Red
right.
came home 15 minutes ago, and I'm wasting my time with you
yes,
people on
no.
the phone.
Hey, love you too.
tell her hi from us.
Yeah, thank you.
Ciao, and enjoy yourselves, and I'm glad I was able to.
Yeah, seriously, thanks for the help. Man.
Yeah,
really
thanks so much.
Hey,
time, boys.
We'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Catch up.
We'll see you.
Bye.
All right, let's talk about porn all the rest of the time now, okay?
Porn?
Yeah, let's talk about porn.
Well, we don't actually have a set schedule. We can talk all night.
This is going to be cool.
Let's go. Porn.
All right, where do we start? Okay, well, can I just rant some more about the music business?
Okay.
I hate everybody. I hate music.
Yeah?
I cannot say. Will, leave your mic on. You're going to have some fun here.
Okay.
I'm here. You sound boxy.
Hey, that boxy thing is off, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we basically were lied to, though. We were basically lied to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put my foot up the ass of a few people here in the next couple of days.
Well, I have to say that.
Nobody's going to get hurt real bad.
Kind of sucks. So you had to, though, talk to the actual record label themselves?
Our guitar player called him.
Yeah.
And said,
Called California.
And said, dude, what is going on? What is going on? And he just, they talked about it, and he's like, and the gentleman on the other end was like, after Alex told him everything that we've been hearing over here on this end, he's like, what the F? That's totally not the truth. I'm waiting for money. I can't release anything until I get the money to manufacture it, which is supply and demand, thank you. That's the way it should be done.
Well, the thing is I thought you were collecting receipts and stuff. I mean, you know the receipts from Ann Arbor.
We have all that stuff. Everything we've put out, we have filed.
That's
all taken care of in my vault. I have it all taken care of. And everything we've done on our end as far as pressing the first batch ourselves.
Yes, you did that.
With the crappy-looking CD, not the cool-looking one with the ashtray like we wanted, which we're really totally bummed about right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody's like, yeah, the CD's great. I'm like, dude, I don't even want to look at that thing. It's so lame. My favorite plan, Straight Jacket, Homicidal Rantings. That's all it says on there. Some goofy little font. I'm like, dude, the real one. You got to buy the real one because it's like an ashtray. And the problem is with that is that band Stone Sour, the goofball from Slipknot, the other band.
Right.
They have an ashtray on theirs, but theirs is like gay looking. there's like this little square ashtray like in the middle of it. Ours is the whole CD. It's a big old ashtray filled with butts. It's going everywhere, dude. It's so punk rock looking.
You get a phone call. Is it from Corey?
Piss on Corey. I hate his band anyways, dude. Don't let my drummer hear that. He'll kill me. I can't. Oh, I hate Slipknot, dude. They were cool when they came out, but You know, you can only, like, wear masks and beat each other up on stage for so long, you know, it gets a little boring. Regardless, they are good musicians. I do enjoy
Heretic Anthem is a good song.
Heretic Anthem, that's a great song. And the first three tracks from their first Roadrunner release, those songs just make me want to kill people. Those are great songs. The rest of the album, I get kind of lost. But I heard the next album is supposed to just totally slam. I'm actually very excited to hear it. I still don't like Slipknot, though. In general, I don't know. I guess I heard them too many times on the radio to really enjoy them. I mean, I like Linkin Park when they first came out. Like the most angst-filled garbage band around, if you ask me now. But when I first heard them, I'm like, these guys really, there's a lot of power behind this. There's a lot of feeling behind this. And then after hearing every single cut off the album 50,000 times on the radio, it drives me completely up the wall.
I'm trying not to listen to FM radio
anymore. I don't listen to radio anymore. Well, it isn't really a matter of listening to radio, because I don't listen to the radio that much either, just for talk radio and stuff like that. I mean, seriously, my dial has not moved in my car off 800.
The Death Squad, I think it's permanently stuck on AM 800 to KLW.
And I'm digging Mojo Radio, too.
Oh, yeah, for when you
Canada,
when you
to,
yeah.
That, I mean, I haven't dialed them up on the radio, but I mean, that's where I listen to George Norrie during the week at, because I've been off work not doing anything for the last month, it seems like. So every night I'm up till 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, just walling around in George Norrie. So I listen to him directly through, you know, I stream it on Mojo, which is just mojoradio.com or something like that. You can look it up on Google. It's a very cool station.
I think you just gave away a huge internet secret, or a not talked about internet
secret.
What's
that?
Well, I think that there's licensing and stuff like that requirements, because I mentioned that George Norrie had been streaming through someplace in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And what happens is, I mentioned that in my, I even wrote about it in my journal.
Yeah.
And the next week, or the next time, I should say, I went to listen to George Norrie's show.
Yeah.
That station was no longer on Shoutcast.
Well, I think these guys...
They pulled it.
They're syndicated through this guy.
They licensed it?
Because this is a big station.
Okay.
This is a big AM station. These guys are serious.
Oh, they're AM. Okay.
Well, no, Mojo is sweet. It's like they call it man radio. It's a radio station for men.
Ooh.
It's a great station. You should hear some of the commercials they have. They're hysterical about, like, prostate cancer and stuff. It's great, dude. I mean, it's not a funny subject, but they have, like, this guy talking about, like, this guy playing, like, you know, and he's, like, singing this rectal song. It's great, dude.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
You'll hear it. I hear it, like, 50 times a night.
Are you looking forward to prostate cancer?
No, I'm not. I probably already have it.
Prostate.
Don't they do, like, a drill procedure for that?
Actually, I have a real serious, in my family, I'm going to give away a trade secret in my family, I guess. My family has a history of that.
I have everything in my
family. So every year I have to get a checkup.
I am so screwed.
Yeah.
You want to hear the greatest thing? Speaking of butts, when we're talking about asses.
Big butts.
Did I ever tell you about the story when I hit, you know, on my tail, my cyst, my tailbone?
Yeah, the tailbone.
Didn't I tell you about this?
You told me.
Well, we'll tell everybody about this.
The one about
the doctor.
The doctor and his son.
You remember this? Okay, we'll tell everybody this.
We'll tell everybody.
Everybody will just crack up when they hear this.
I wonder how many people are actually listening.
Well, whatever. Yeah. It's captured. Maybe we'll archive it for fun, you know.
Why not?
I'll clip it up and make a promo out of it.
A couple years back, I had a real problem with the cyst I have on my tailbone, right? And one week, it just got unbearable. I mean, before, it was like, okay, it hurts, but I can deal with it. But I could not sleep straight. I'd have to, like, sleep all weird. I couldn't sit in my desk chair. I'd have to have a donut under my butt just to sit on my desk chair. So I finally went to the doctor's, right? I get to the doctor, and I hadn't been to the doctor's for so long, and I was getting all my stuff straightened out with my company. So I went to this new doctor. This guy was closest to me. He was like a block away when I lived, actually on the west side. And I'm like, okay, this guy seems cool. So I walk in there, and, you know, so what's the problem, Mr. Lambert? I have a cyst in my tailbone, and I have to hear what every nightmare I've ever had in my entire life has been. Mr. Lambert, turn around, put your hands on the wall, and pull your pants down. I'm like, oh, God. Okay, so I go and do it. You know.
Well, whatever. It's a doctor.
It's a doctor,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So he's fingering around down there. I hear the snap of the glove, and I'm just like, oh, my God, dude. You know, can you at least put some music on or something? Anything?
Light a candle.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Just get the mood somewhere. So, okay, great. So a couple minutes goes by, he's like, hey, I have to ask you this first, as long as I have to okay this with you. My son is here, and he's an intern, and he's, you know, in medical school. And would it be okay if he came in here and sat in and worked with me on this? I'm like, well, okay, well, what if I say no? What the hell? Go ahead. Bring him in here. So He brings his son in. Now I have two guys down there, snap, snap, down there, fingering around. So what am I thinking here? This totally sucks, right? So I think up the coolest line. I turn around and go, hey, man, hell, if I'd known there was me two of you, I would have brought a friend. Now, I thought it was dope. I thought it was funny as hell, right?
It is.
The one doctor, the older guy, the doctor, starts giggling a little bit. The son stands up, gives me the dirtiest look if looks could kill, and walks out of the room.
Yeah,
I'm like, was it something I said? You know, he's like, well, you know, when you're first in medical school, they teach you about ethics. You know, they don't teach you to have a sense of humor. That was funny. That was funny. Okay, don't worry about it. And now I got to walk out of here, and there's this kid standing there looking at me with this dirty look on. I was like, dude, just lighten up, man. Come on. I thought it was pretty damn funny, personally.
Well, the
but
thing
hurt
is,
like hell.
Yeah, well, humor though tends to lighten the mood usually quite a bit. Well, so that it's not like, ugh.
You
want to
hear more? You want to hear more tail humor?
No.
My trip to Florida?
All right. I mean, yeah.
Well, I didn't hear no. Yeah. Ooh, all right. Oh, I just said it. Real quick, I had my trip to Florida planned for a week. Big trip, right? Big trip, big fun, right? I'm going to blow a grand in 1 week just doing everything, right? The day before I get on the plane, my cyst flares up again.
Ow.
Really bad, where I'm like riding. I'm literally like trying to like work. I can't even drive my car right. It hurts so bad. Whatever, I got to deal with it. So the first leg of my flight to Florida, I had a layover in Nashville and then Nashville to Tampa, right? The first leg was cool. It was a very empty flight. People were just chilling out. We could spread out a little bit so it didn't hurt. The next leg was just packed to the gills, right? So here I am, crunched between an uptight businessman and a little old lady. And I can't move, and I'm sitting directly on the cyst. So it hurts so bad. I'm thinking, okay, smooth flight, no big deal. I can deal with this. It's only going to be a couple of hours, no problem, whatever. So we start hitting a little bit of turbulence, right? And it's like, oh, God. And I'm just like, sweat's coming off my head. It hurts so bad. And all of a sudden, the captain's like, yeah, we're going to hit some turbulence here, so just everybody just, you know, put your belts on, chill out, everything will be fine, don't worry about it. You know, boom, boom, we're bouncing a little bit. All of a sudden, whirr, we do like a roller coaster ride, right? I go about a foot off the seat, come down, whack right on top of the thing. I felt it, like, pop.
Ooh!
And the pain,
yuck.
The pain was immeasurable. It hurt so bad. And then the captain comes down the line. Okay, people, I'm going to have the stewardesses sit down now, too. We're going to get real rough here. Now we are in a tornado. It felt like a tornado. We're getting thrown around, and here I am, hunched over my seat with my hands like this. Okay, for people out there, I have my hands balled up on my forehead, leaned over on the seat in front of me, right? And I'm just sitting there like, the little old lady next to me looks at me. She goes, oh, Sonny, it's going to be okay. You don't have to pray to God. And she puts her arm around me. You're going to be just fine, Sonny. I look at her. I'm like, you have no clue what you're talking about. I was in never so much pain in my life. I got off the plane, and my friend who's waiting, and hi, how you doing? Take me to the first bathroom you see. I mean, it was gross, dude. It was gross as hell.
Oh.
The whole week I was down there, I was in total pain. I couldn't take it. Ruined my trip. Totally sucked.
Oh, man.
Enough butt humor. I'm done with the butt humor. Nobody
that's
ever had
that?
That's
not humor. That's horrible.
I've never had
it's funny now.
A cyst on my tailbone.
That's another thing that follows my family. I have a lot of relatives that have the same problem. So now that everybody in the goddamn world knows that I have a tailbone problem now. No, it really, really, really hurts bad. I can't even talk about the pain. It's so ridiculous. It's so sensitive.
I know there were times you'd come down to do ghostly talk and you'd be like,
yeah, every once in a while it'll flare up a little bit now, but really they lanced it. Oh, there's another.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I went to the doctor's again to have it lanced, to have it cut, right? This is the new doctor, because the doctor I was at who I made the joke to, somehow he's out of business now, right?
Hmm.
Well, I'm still in pain, so he didn't do a very good job, obviously.
Well,
so I go to,
that's why he's not in
yeah,
business.
Yeah, I go to the doctor's down the street. Now, I'm having it lanced, full-blown exposure of my behind with a knife. I mean, nightmares, right?
How many people?
Two people. I'll tell you who these people were.
Did they have candy and flowers for you?
I walk in. Now, it was almost like it was a premonition. I walk in there, and I'm sitting in the room waiting.
I heard this story. Oh, this is a good story, everyone.
I walk in, And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, this really sucks. The last time it sucked, you know, it would just be my luck that, like, just some beautiful, smoking hot chick walks in here who's a doctor, right? Door opens.
Look who walks in.
Hottest blonde I've ever seen in my entire life, and she is a doctor.
Mm, you're
so,
doctor.
Mr. Lambert, what seems to be the problem today? And I want to tell her I had a priapism so bad. You guys know what a priapism is?
It sounds sexual.
Very, very sexual.
Yeah.
A priapism is when you get a erection.
Yeah.
And it won't go down.
Ah.
I want to tell her that so bad, and thinking, well, you know, might kick in, and, you know.
I think that happened to me all through my teen years.
Yeah, I think it happened to all of my teen years. I think it wouldn't go away.
14 or 15, I don't know, whenever until.
I never wore a pair. I didn't wear a pair of sweatpants from like age 13 to like 24.
Yeah, that's about it. And
there was no way.
Yeah,
it was impossible. So. So what's the problem, Mr. Lambert? I have a tailbone problem. Oh, let's take a look at that thing. Slam, slam, slam. Well, let's see, we're going to have to cut that sucker, huh?
Oh, God.
Okay, hang on. Brings in the other nurse. Equally as beautiful as she is. Now I have these two smoking hot blondes. There's got to be a camera in there for some fetish video website somewhere, right? Some, like, you know, just hot chicks cutting cysts somewhere. I mean, somebody's got to jerk off to that somewhere.
Oh,
somebody
definitely
has to jerk off to that somewhere. So here they are. So, okay, and I'm sitting there like, you know, I am scared of knives. I don't like needles. I hate it, right? So what's going to happen here, ma'am, as I'm like laying on my stomach and my pants are pulled all the way down? We're just going to take this thing and numb it up a little bit. I feel the poke. And so I'm like, oh, well, how big is the cut going to be? Oh, about 4 inches. What? Just kidding. Oh, somehow, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself back there.
Somehow that humor didn't.
I should have ate Taco Bell before I came there, man. Shut her up real quick. Did it get any on you, hun? Sorry. So she cussed this thing, right? Now, to add insult to injury, okay, it's all done. I'm like, thank you. It was nice to meet you. You've given me plenty of material for the next couple of weeks. Thank you. I walk out, and guess where I have to go? First photo shoot for MFPS in the reception of our.
Yeah.
So here's four guys standing there looking tough.
Yeah, right.
We're all tough. And here's the other guy standing there with sweat coming down his face because he's got a bandage on his butt. Just going. And I have to show you some of these pictures. They're great, dude. Because I'm just like, I'm in so much pain. I can barely even walk.
Wasn't it the one where you were on the bridge or the there was that creek or whatever, and the lady had to wade in the creek at Dodge Park?
Never
we never did that one.
Oh, you didn't do
that? Never did
so
that.
That was just an idea.
That was an idea, actually. Yeah, you talked about that, Will.
Oh, okay. So this was the one in
This is actually at Wayne State. We did the first photo shoot at Wayne State University down there in Detroit. No, that was just sucked all day long.
Oh, man.
No more. That I just, my behind has gotten me into so much trouble, it seems like. And I just, I'm glad it's over with. But now that I said that, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and like roll over. Like,
you're talking about it, so it'll be like...
Yeah, it's down there, like, pulsating right now.
It's like, ooh, you talking about me? Yeah, it sounds like Yoda.
Ooh, you talking about me?
Yeah. That's not very Yoda-ish, but, you know.
Actually,
you
can
there,
yeah,
there that's it. There it is.
Did you ever hear that wave file? Oh, I have to let you guys hear that file.
Oh, I heard it.
Hey, Yoda, how'd you get some action?
Hey, Shiggy.
Yes, I heard that.
Any more horrible medical stories from anybody here besides me?
I don't have any. I was operated on twice, but I was like...
You're perfectly healthy, Doug.
I did have a... I've been prodded once.
Really?
Yeah,
how was it?
Probed.
How was it?
It was pretty messed up.
Was it hot?
Well, I didn't have it for the same reason you did.
You had it voluntarily.
No, he ordered it. I need one of these. It looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went down to, like, you know, down to 6 Mile.
Well, as many people know, I have a really bad stomach. And it was really, really bad for, 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. we've run into your bad stomach before.
Right.
Yeah. Down here, especially.
You're here, but also...
Okay, we got to go to commercial. We'll be back in about 3 days.
No, we're like, on ghost hunts and stuff, and Will's like... and then anybody got toilet paper?
That, you know what?
No.
From former associates, dude, that had to be one of the funniest things I ever saw. That videotape was classic, man.
Yeah, that was really good.
I'm
scared of who has that videotape. I can never
remember.
That,
that was
office.
So funny, dude. I will never forget that. I was just, I couldn't take it. We were just sitting there laying on the dirt road laughing. It was
Will
so
for president. Yeah.
Just sitting there hunched over. Hi, Will. That was right in front of Custer's stomach.
Ew!
God, man. I can't never be that scary. No
yeah,
way, man.
That's really scary.
No, it was actually worse than that. It was like 2 weeks long. It was just water. It was. I couldn't eat anything.
Really?
Nothing. And 2 weeks, I was getting pretty weak, and I'm like, I gotta go to the doctor. I can't just not get rid of this.
How do you sign up for that kind of disease? Because you know,
yeah, we
I could use a couple of
drop some pounds.
Yeah, I know. All right, go ahead.
But
I think they call it bulimia.
How do you spell that? Merriam-Webster.com or something? Bulimia.
It was just going the other way, though.
Why don't you just go to WhitneyHouston.com?
Call me, Whitney.
Who is it? Oh, Calista Flockhart?
Calista Flockhart. No, they say she's like a total pig. She loves to eat.
Yeah.
She just don't put any weight on.
She
right?
has like a massive metabolism.
Yeah, she like just chows
or
down.
Either that or
she
goes to the bathroom after every
well, yeah, you know, she's like that guy who like burned his whole like stomach from drinking bleach.
Ew,
you ever see that guy?
No.
You never saw that guy? The guy wanted to commit suicide. Now, of any way to off yourself, jump off a building, you know, maybe a nice relaxing, you know, drive in the garage, you know, whatever.
Or what, yeah, the barbiturate.
This moron decided to drink a whole gallon of bleach.
Oh, God.
They had him on the news. This
not
is so funny.
Idea.
I kid you not. The guy guzzled down a gallon of bleach, right? Burned his whole stomach out. His whole esophagus. No, he burned his whole esophagus out and his whole and all of his small intestines. Fried him. Just done, right? So they take him to the hospital, right? And they operate on him. They have to cut his esophagus and his small intestines out. So all he has now is his large intestines that you know, go to his behind, right? So now the way he has to eat 17 times a day because his body, obviously,
it can't
absorb it at a regular rate. So he has to eat like 17 times a day. And he, you know, when you eat something, you swallow it. You have natural involuntary muscles that work it down your esophagus into your stomach, right?
Right.
Or in your small intestines and then your stomach. Those are all involuntary muscles. They work on their own. This guy don't have that anymore. He's got his stomach, which basically works as a pump where you get stuff that goes down there, and when it gets compacted, it's time to go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
right? That's when you have the BM. So this guy don't have that anymore. What he has is he puts food in his mouth, chews it up, and you can see he has to push it down his stomach like this. He has to literally take his fingers and push it down into his belly. And then he has to go to the bathroom. And this guy's like, oh, I'm very happy to be alive. I'm glad that, you know, I learned something from this. You know, and this guy's all raving about how happy he is, and this guy has to eat, like, almost 20 times a day to stay alive.
Use a gun next time.
I know, God, I mean.
Yeah, I know. He needed, like, to make a better decision.
Make sure you get your whole head in front of the shotgun.
Yeah. I'm very happy to be alive, you know. I only have half my head, but, you know, it's okay. I got a new Nissan light.
Friggin' moron, what's wrong with you?
Did he make the, like, Darwin Award runner-out?
I don't know, man. He's
probably
somewhere
really
in their archives. He's got to be somewhere in their archives.
Darwin Award, this is the people who actually
you
have to die.
In order to make the Darwin Awards, you have to die, but can you be a runner-up if you just, like,
an honorable mention, something, anything, you know?
That's really bad. that is so bad.
I watched this, and me and my father were watching it, and I'm like, do you believe what you're saying right now? No, I don't, Scott.
You saw it on TV?
It was on the news. The guy's from around here. The guy lives in Detroit. He's local.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you that don't live in Detroit, this town sucks.
He was probably driving behind karma that one day.
Oh, hang on. I gotta eat. Hang on. I'll fill out the paperwork. Hang on.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. Actual audio from a meal at this guy's house.
It happens that fast? Is it nothing digested?
Yeah, nothing. Literally, he has to push it down.
It's pretty painful if you like eat nachos or something.
Oh yeah, he just.
Oh,
that'd be fun. Like just like you know, when I torture the guy, just dump a whole gallon of hot sauce down. You see the guy self combust right there on the spot.
Hey, Brad, I made you a meal.
Nachos would be like sharp edges and stuff.
Well, that'd be fun, too.
Because even if you crunch them up with your teeth, they don't get completely crunched. You know?
Well, yeah, you know, just kind of shove them in his mouth and kick him in the head a little bit so, you know, he's kind of knocked out a little bit and just, okay, here, you just work it down yourself. Okay, here, I think this is how he does it.
Ew.
It's done, dude. It's just a pile.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's just gross, man. I mean, but yeah, I mean, any way to off yourself. I mean, I'm not condoning anything that has to do with suicide. I think it's a pretty weak thing to do, but forget. I mean, if you think it's the only option you have, please can you be a little bit more responsible about it? The bleach companies are not out there to kill people. They're out there to, like, clean things and stuff like
right.
that. You know. And
clean, disinfect, deodorize. You know?
Yeah, I don't think they're out there for suicide.
I don't think suicide is listed in the label.
Take a drive in the garage. That's relaxing.
Well,
it's clean.
I heard, though, that modern cars, you can try it, but it's just the car will run out of gas before it
Give me the keys to the Deathguard. I'll go out there right now and see what happens.
Oh, no, the Deathguard. Hey, okay, I'll lease it. I can lease the Deathguard out for that because I'm positive if it's a modern.
Having a bad day.
Okay, Kevorkian.
If it's a modern convenience.
Let's do a commercial.
If it's a modern convenience, it is not included on the Escort, on the Deathguard.
Okay. Let me hook it all up for you. You just turn the key.
Yeah.
I'm just assisting you. It's not really murder.
Just sit down. I'll turn the key on, man. And you just roll the windows up. Oh, yeah, we have an AM radio in here, too, if you want to talk while you take your
it's
really
stuck,
trip to Greenland.
It's stuck on CKLW. So,
listen to George
yeah.
Norrie while you're off yourself, you know?
You know, there's been a lot of talk. I mean,
do you know what George Norrie said last night?
Scott L., I love you.
Something similar, actually.
Okay.
He said that you heard about that, I think, Guantanamo Bay or whatever the heck.
There's been. The shows, like Clyde Lewis has been talking a lot about, yeah. like, end of the world stuff, the end times, and so is George Norrie. He's been having a lot of guests after Aaron Donahue that seem to be talking about the same thing. I don't know why.
Well, I've noticed that too. But yeah. see, the problem with that is Aaron Donahue says it's. I mean, it's going to end, yeah, for the vast majority of us, but it's not really the end times. This isn't
no
not what we're.
Well, last night the gentleman that was out was
he
talking about the Bible
code. No not Epiphany. What is it when everybody goes up to heaven?
There is no
rapture.
There's
no
rapture.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
no rapture.
There's
no
day of reckoning
yeah.
or day of doom or Armageddon or anything like that.
It's just we've destroyed our planet and it will
yeah.
turn into Jupiter, you know, or into that
Venus
into that
yeah.
atmosphere that nobody can
well,
live in.
No, I mean the gentleman that was on last night. I mean he was talking about Bible code. And end times. It was very, very interesting. It sounds like you listened also.
Well, I didn't hear him, no. And,
very,
and I probably
I fell asleep after that, unfortunately. I always fall asleep and wake up at like 5 o'clock and they say, okay, have a good night, bye. What the hell? And in fact, like, he's just getting up for work and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed now. But, no, it was very interesting to listen
well,
to that. Well, what did Norrie say to you?
Well, wait, I want to talk about Bible code real quick. When I specifically asked Aaron Donahue on the show, and I'm sure it sounds like this, because that's how the show sounded. But
Aaron.
I mean, because yeah, we didn't have all these settings right. But
yeah.
I specifically asked him on the show, what about Bible code?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, do you remember what he said? He said the Bible's inaccurate.
Well, I mean, I.
So you can analyze it all you want. It just ain't there.
That's been. I think it's pretty obvious. But I'm going to leave my opinion.
Right.
Out of the conversation.
Okay. But anyway, what he was talking about, now, I don't know, is it Guantanamo? I don't. It's something like that where...
Guantanamo.
It's Guantanamo. They call it Gitmo now for short on the
yeah.
On the news. Anyway, they have this prison. The United States has this prison. They take all these, like, terrorists and stuff, or thought to be terrorists, and they take them all there and they dump
Al-Qaeda
them.
Al-Qaeda suspects.
That's it. Al-Qaeda suspects. Thank you, Walter. And, anyway, what happens is they take them there, and they put them there.
Yeah.
And they don't get, you know, trials, and they don't get to call home once a day or whatever, and they don't get, you know, they're just, like, detained mm-hmm. indefinitely. They don't have, they have no rights at all. There's nothing there. It's just they put these people there, and they're there. That's it. Under U.S. control in this what effectively is a prison,
uh-huh.
and
okay, a concentration camp to me.
Right. Well, yeah, me too. But the problem is that evidently lawyers have you know started to question this and said, look, you cannot run a prison outside the laws of the United States. If you're going to run a prison, right, dear U.S. government, if you're going to run a prison, and this is not me talking, this is lawyers talking.
Yeah.
They're saying, you go ahead. You can run your prison and you can do whatever you want. The problem is you have to do it within the law. You have to do it, you know, legally. You know, you can't just have this thing that's under the radar.
Yeah.
And George Norrie actually said that he had to agree with the administration.
Oh, really?
Meaning that he's like, okay, you know,
yeah.
let them do this mm-hmm. this prison. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I agree with that. I personally think the government can do this. I really believe the government should be able to
do whatever the hell they want.
They can, but they need to be held accountable.
How do you hold God accountable?
Well, you can't hold God accountable, but you can hold your government
accountable. When you got people that are acting like God and think they're God and are playing rules like they're God, how can you hold someone accountable?
Well, they're making the rules, yeah, but the whole system of government here in the United States was set up with checks and balances. There are no checks and balances with this prison system that they've created down there.
No, and I completely agree with you. I think it's BS.
Well, it's just like all the hidden stuff. Roswell files, and then they come out and say, oh, it was a weather balloon, and these are weather dummies that weren't invented at the time, but, you know, here's a weather dummy.
We have a caller.
Oh.
They're probably going to yell at us.
It's probably a bill collector.
What do you want?
Who is that?
Talk, damn you!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All groovy. We're talking about those death squirt rentals.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, all right. How long do you think you're going to need?
$59.95. Yeah, how long do you think you'll need before
what's
you'll
your, what's your approximate body weight?
My approximate body weight, 300 pounds, maybe.
Okay, shit, that's going to take about an hour. Okay, so, yeah.
$59.95
out the door. Come on over. Now, you can go out in style. We'll rent you a limo.
Oh, limo.
We'll just put you in the back with some champagne, you know, and you can just chill out and die.
Yeah, but we have to pipe the exhaust of the escort into it. But,
yeah.
You know, hey.
Yeah, you're going to kind of be halfway out of the garage and halfway in. We'll put you in the part that's in the garage.
Right. It'll work out.
Yeah, you'll die.
It'll work. It'll take some extra time, though, but it'll work.
Yeah. What can we do for you? Besides kill you.
Unbelievable. I'm glad this is a test for you.
Yeah,
who
sorry.
Who is this?
This is the person wanting to rent your desk score.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's Rob from WPAR.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
No, you can't do it before the 21st because we got to meet you first.
Yeah. Don't die.
Pick it up then.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'll give demonstrations.
Isn't there like a shed or something by the church there?
Like a church, and yeah.
There's a shed. We'll just cut the lock and drive it in there and
pull it into the shed. Sure.
The cops will pull up. We'll be like, look, man, this is all we're just trying to kill this person. Okay. This isn't a big deal. All right. You know, he'll be dead in a few minutes.
You came to her.
We're next to a cemetery. Shit. What do you want us to do, man?
We can start digging right here.
And we brought shovels.
Oh man.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question, Rob. How do we sound?
Well, you sound great, except, not too great over the phone, but great over the computer.
Oh, I know. It's like low or something over the phone?
Yeah.
We're going to have to work on that.
I know. There's something happened to the phone in that manner. I mean, we're going to have to work on that.
We're going to have to buy something else.
Because Winston was mentioning that. And
yeah.
Yeah. Evidently, the microphone probably got all clogged up or something. So we'll fix that.
Yeah. How you doing, Rob?
Oh, Bob's in the other room there.
Okay, bye.
We hang out all the time or anything.
What? All right, I'm confused.
Hey,
are we on delay here or something?
No, he's live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
Turn your radio down.
Turn the radio down, please.
That's what the Art Bell always says. Yeah.
But I'm in the other room.
Okay.
Good.
Are you naked? What are you wearing right now?
Ew.
Come on, talk dirty. Come on, come.
I'm wearing a five-month-old. I think.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna leave that alone then.
Yeah.
Come on.
Turn around, you know. I mean, not like that.
I want to do a mall rat thing. Come on, call me one of the new kids. Yeah. Call me Tommy. Yeah.
Mall rat.
Please don't go, girl. Yeah.
So
yes, mall rat. Yeah. Did I say? What did I say?
That was mall rat.
I said yeah. It was mall rat.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I want to cite that properly. I don't want Kevin Smith knocking at my door trying to sue me.
Well, yeah. Actually, it would be cool if Kevin Smith knocked on our door, but or on your door, but...
You're like, go away.
You're like, ah.
I'm trying to sleep.
I guess the question is...
Sorry, Rob. Go ahead. We're running our mouth here.
Yeah, we're a little bit silly tonight because this is, after all, a test stream.
Yeah.
So, but it is...
It's longer than your normal show, so...
I know. We've been going for a while here, haven't we?
Yeah, we're just going and going.
The new Ghostly Talk sound card testing marathon for
well,
you all.
Well, yeah, we want to see if it's going to do that tick-tick stuff. You know,
we've done pretty well so far. I haven't heard any feedback yet saying that.
Well, we heard a little bit. you know, I mean,
what, ticking?
LF, no, LF Midwood was well, yeah, live.
Of course. And I'm talking about a ticking, though.
No, I haven't heard that.
It'll be something new.
So we're pretty happy about that. Mm-hmm. Hey, W Paranormal.
Yeah.
It was canned this past Sunday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It won't be canned this week, though.
I teased you so horribly, and I feel so guilty.
You what?
I feel guilty that I teased you so badly in the chat room.
It's all right. I can handle it. I'm a real man.
Well, we've done that before, too, you know. There have been some canned ghostly talks.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Well, no, that was a replay. See, now...
No, I'm talking about, like... Well, what do you mean by canned? Because there's different...
Taped.
Oh, taped. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Well, in film...
That's that studio lingo that I don't know yet. Okay,
well,
now...
That's more processing. Of a, more of a film thing is,
yeah.
is they put
well,
it in
can,
a can
yeah.
and it puts it on the shelf.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But the... No, we have done it. Didn't we do that the first Mother's Day?
Yeah, for some reason we felt it very important to take Mother's Day off.
Yeah. I think we should take every Mother's Day off.
No, we took that one off, too, for my sister's graduation party, too.
But that, I think we just played a replay.
No, I thought we were... I thought
he said that he's sorry, but some of us have real jobs. I don't know.
What are you talking about? We both have real jobs.
We have real jobs.
I just don't have to go to mine that much. So I have a really better job.
Scott has this cool job where he works just 4 days a week.
Shit, 2 days a week right now.
You got a speakerphone, you can hear their comments. You better go there and hear it over the delay so you can comment back.
Am I getting yelled at?
Yeah, there's like it should be about a 40-second delay or something.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, it's going from server to server.
Wow. What's Bob wearing right now?
Man, he was actually making more fun of me than you guys.
Oh,
no.
What's Bob wearing right now? What's he wearing?
Well,
I think they're both.
How they looking? Are they looking good?
Well, we'll just say Bob looks like he's about ready for one of those exams you were talking about.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh.
Tell him, dude. Just
room with my dog. I can't see him.
Tell him to close his eyes and think of a happy place because that's.
Oh, the nurse girl, dude. Yeah, what? Making fun of the nurse, dude. I'm sorry.
Making fun of the nurse?
Yeah, Bob's a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Okay, now that would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like
if your nurse had been Bob. Like the host of another show.
Yeah, and be like, yeah,
that would have been. Really
I'd like give him a card. Hey, yeah, check it out, dude. Hey, man, you know what? I'm on a show too, and we're gonna talk all about you behind now. Can't wait. You jerk.
Could have been, had a whole episode on it.
It'd have been great. Right. Scott's butt. The ethereal qualities of Scott's behind.
Well, do you know what the topic of the last W Paranormal was?
I was out of the office.
You were out of the office.
I was really slamming Sunday night.
It was vampires.
Well, yeah, no, my apologies.
I'm aware of that. I heard something about W Paranormal covering vampires.
No, you know what? I was in there for a few minutes actually.
And they did everything. They did the, you know, Vlad.
You were talking about goth kids, and I got mad about that. I remember that now.
Goth kids.
And you talked about Hot Topic. Don't talk about Hot Topic anymore.
Oh, you were listening.
Yeah, I heard. I remember
Hot
hearing
Topic,
that.
Hot Topic. Yeah.
I didn't like Hot. I don't like Hot Topic. It's not a matter of
Hot Topics either, but you know. You have to talk about Hot Topics, and you're talking about wannabe vampires.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the only thing that's cool about Hot Topics, they always have hot chicks that work there. They're, you know, unfortunately, their hair is, like, purple and green, and their skin's, like, pale white. But, I mean, they could be hot if they maybe, you know...
Put some makeup on?
No, they have makeup on. That's why they look like they're dead.
Took some makeup
off.
Take
it off, yeah. Go a little more natural, huh?
Yeah, because most of them have, like, powder on their skin and everything.
And shave his goddamn armpits, too. I mean, that's disgusting. All right? I know one person in my life that I accept that. The rest of them, no. No.
One person?
One person in my life that does
like
not
your dad, I hope.
No, it's a girl. It's a
oh,
girl.
A girl
it's
who
a
does
girl.
Not shave her
I'm not going to say the name.
Bob back here is saying that Hot Topics is okay because they have all the retro stuff.
Oh, retro, schmetro.
Yeah, retro. Do you know how
dude,
old
come,
we are?
Come and see my... Dude, I shop at the Salvation Army, man. I mean, that's where you get the retro at. I mean... I don't really shop there because I want to. I shop there because I'm poor. No retro.
No, you found a new place. Don't
well, Value
City
is my Value City is my home. Value City is my home, dude. I like going there. That's why. That's how I furnished my bathroom. Actually, I was at Value City.
Awesome.
Yeah, I still spent like $200 on nothing.
But you got like $600 worth. You know, if you've gone anywhere else. Oh, you would have gotten like.
Well, there's some people down here.
$200 at Value City would be like. That would be like a washcloth at like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, yeah. Well, there's some people in this basement that have not been to my new home yet.
Oh.
So they wouldn't know what the bathroom looks like, how cool it looks.
There's actually two of the.
And I'm not talking about the. I'm not talking about the guy on the phone either.
Yeah.
No.
Two of the three people who
you
are.
Just
in
have a grand tour of your bathroom for everyone.
You know what I'm gonna do? I was thinking about this.
Take photos.
Yeah. No, this is what I was actually thinking about doing for my next.
Photo page.
Well, no, my next triumphant journal entry that hopefully will not get me canned from Ghostly Talk. I was considering taking a camera and just going around my new condo and like. Just taking pictures of, like, you know, every room, me standing there, like, you know, doing something with myself, and then, like, you know, talking about each room and what we do in those rooms, and, you know. Okay, I thought it'd be a good idea.
Well, you know,
I don't want to know what you do in those rooms.
Yeah, I don't want to know what happens.
All right, we'll exclude my bedroom, all right?
Okay.
Everything
it's
else will.
Exclude that Jesus' bedroom, too.
Oh, we
that'd be good.
His bedroom is, like, non-blacklight friendly. Let's just leave. I don't want to think
already?
About it. Oh, dude, I trust me already.
Like Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Dude, they're already coming in. I'm like, this is the way it works. I'm sitting in my room, my computer's in my room, right? And you'll hear the door.
Shut out.
Yeah. Comes to the door. Hey, what's up, man? And he's got the smile, the fat Jesus smile. That you've seen that smile before.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Smile.
The
yeah.
smile. Okay, who you got? And then here.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Cindy. All
right, just get in the bedroom.
Can I smoke a joint here?
Yeah, shit, why not? What the hell?
Bad for you. You should never do that.
I don't smoke. No, I don't smoke. I don't smoke. I don't. I have not.
Drink absinthe. That's it.
They call it dope for a reason, man. I don't smoke it, dude. I will never do it. But, you know, if people want to do it in my home, I guess I have to allow it now because...
I'm going to hand the phone off to Bob here.
Oh, God.
He's been idolizing you guys for years.
Oh,
you still haven't told me what he's wearing, damn it. Hey, Bob.
You can ask him yourself.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Take it easy. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Zop.
Hi, Bob.
How's it going?
Hi, Bob. What's going on, Bob?
Not much. Just chilling like a villain, man.
Chilling like a villain. So what are you wearing right now?
Me, I'm just wearing my thong, prancing around here, you know.
Sweet.
Got my little nurse's outfit on. And,
it is
yeah,
a GT
hot.
Thong, isn't it?
It says Ghostly Clock in the front?
Yeah, only. Got like a little cute little ghost.
Awesome.
Oh, God, that's
yeah.
Sad. That, you know what?
We need a picture of that for Bonnie.
Oh God, that's so friggin' hot, dude. I'm
don't think
sweating, Bob. You realize I'm sweating right now, Bob. I'm just sitting.
Hey,
I'm
posing.
That's moist.
Put them on the website,
dude. Do it, and send them directly. ScottL@ghostlytalk.com. Please send those directly to my inbox. I need to see these soon, very soon.
Well, yeah, actually, we're doing a paranormal investigation in thongs, actually.
Dude, are you?
Oh, it's, yep.
Hey.
You know how funny that's going to be. It's pitch black out, and there's, like, just four dudes standing there and nothing but thongs. I mean, a serious ghost hunt, an investigation.
I think you're starting a trend.
I think you had just started the trend, because I'm going out tonight.
Right here, man, only on Ghostly Talk. Yeah, right here.
And, do you know, speaking of which, do you know I used to tease Rich of Rich of Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie?
Oh, sure.
I used to tease Rich about having I was going to make up a drinking game for his Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie. You guys actually have posted a drinking game for W Paranormal.
Yeah, it's because we're so unprofessional with broadcasting. Every time we say or whatever else, you know, do a shot.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah,
oh, it's just Sunday night.
One night, and man, after the first probably five shots, we were...
Dude,
pretty lit.
I'll tell you what, Sunday night we're having a W Paranormal party at my place, dude. Okay,
yeah,
beer's
yeah.
on me, we're going to get hammered. I can't
wait. I'll bring my guitar, because I'm in the band and I play guitar.
Really? Yeah, you did mention
yeah.
that. That's very
yeah.
cool.
And I love metal. So.
You're in good company here, my friend. Actually, I was doing a show for a little while called Cyberstop. I don't know if you ever heard that or not.
Of what's that?
It was I was doing a little side thing off of Ghostly Talk called Cyber Stomp Radio.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I haven't had any time, unfortunately, to do it just because of the whole moving thing and stuff like that. But I was doing, it was pretty much straight up all metal and hardcore and stuff like that.
Sweet.
I'm looking forward to getting to work on that again. I really, it's right now, obviously, just with the whole moving thing going on and the band stuff, I have had zero time to do that. Because unfortunately, that show takes a lot more time to prepare for it than Ghostly Talk.
Yes, it does.
That took a lot. That's a lot of work right there. While we're on the subject, what kind of stuff are you into, Bob?
What kind of stuff am I?
Oh yeah,
like
whips,
chains.
Well, whips and chains. So what kind of bands? What kind of bands do you? I mean, throw me a couple names. What do you got?
Long Walks on the
Like a couple days. Like, what do I do when I have a couple days off?
No, what bands are you into?
Got bands?
What bands do you like to listen to?
Oh, everything, man. Slayer, Pantera, man, Anthrax. I like some of the old stuff.
All the old Anthrax stuff. I mean, actually, the new Anthrax stuff.
Yeah, I like the old Anthrax. I don't like the new Anthrax.
You know what? It took me a long time to get used to the new Anthrax stuff. John Bush is just an amazing singer. He really is. I love Armored Saint. I'm an Armored Saint junkie.
Yeah.
But it bugged me when he got into Anthrax because he's got a very dark voice. And Joey Belladonna, on the other hand, was a very high, you know, high flying, real powerful voice. But his voice soared a lot more than John Bush's did. It took me a little while to get used to Sound of White Noise, but after I listened to it a few times, I think it's a total jam. And anything after that, like have you heard the newest album yet?
The newest one? No, I haven't really heard much from it.
Definitely pick it up. It's one of the best things they've ever done, actually. I'm so amazed by this album. It's so damn heavy. And John Bush, he's part of Anthrax now. As much as people don't want
to... sold out for a while, man.
What's that?
In the 90s, they sold out for a while.
Well, I don't really want... I mean...
They, you know, kind of mellowed out and...
Yeah, they kind of started writing some... They started writing some obscure stuff. And then they went, when Volume 8 came out, that's when they started getting heavier again. A lot of people said they were trying to go rap core or whatever that stuff's called nowadays.
Back in the early 90s, dude.
But bottom line for me, though, is, I mean, I have so much admiration and respect for Scott Ian as far as the musician goes. Because Scott Ian's the kind of guy that, you know, he's driven that band for so many years. And, you know, back in when Anthrax was real popular in the 80s, everybody used to look at Dan Spitz like he was the man, dude. Dan Spitz was Anthrax. When really, you know... Scott Ian wrote all the riffs for that, for Among the Living, for example. Probably one of the best metal albums ever recorded. Scott Ian wrote just about every note as far as rhythm goes on that album. And Dan Spitz just laid his leads on top of that. So, you know, I love everything they've recorded, but I do agree with you. Some of the stuff they did write for a little while there, it started getting kind of weird. I agree.
I kind of leaned there in, like, mid-90s.
Yeah, that's with like, what was the album? Stomp 442. That album kind of bugged me. That as far as like if I had to put it on a scale, that would probably be at the very bottom. That album didn't do too much for me. But,
what's your favorite Anthrax album? Among the Living.
Among the Living by far. I mean that or Spreading the Disease. But if I had to really choose, if I was on a deserted island and I had to listen to one album for the rest of my life, and it was
that's
one of those
special.
Two, Among the Living is just that is the blueprint for speed metal. They were one of the bands that embedded speed metal, and Anthrax basically laid the blueprint out for speed metal at that time. As far as Anthrax is concerned, because Anthrax had a real hardcore New York edge to them also, too, which gave them that chant, or all the chanting behind it. It's all old school New York hardcore right there. So Among the Living is that's probably one of the, I mean, as far as like top 10 favorite albums of all time, it has to be Anthrax Among the Living. So there's my commentary on Anthrax right there for you. Slayer, everything Slayer ever recorded is God. Let's just leave that right there. Everything Slayer has ever recorded is the most brilliant thing you'll ever hear in your life. They invented just about everything as far as metal goes. I mean, they are probably one of the most extreme bands that'll ever cross this planet of any time. I don't care how many bands come out there and they want to worship Satan and do whatever. Slayer's done it. They did it way back in the 80s. Now they went from bad to worse, if you ask me, because they went from, you know, worshiping Satan, which is very adolescent, and if you guys know what I'm talking about, very adolescent, and then they just went to talking about serial killers all the time and murdering people and beating the shit out of people, which, if you ask me, that's real life right there. That's what happens every day to people. It's actually
that's
going
true.
From bad to worse, man. You know, when you write an album called God Hates Us All, come on, man. When that album came out and I saw it on the rec, I'm like, whoa, you know. That is heavy. That is very heavy.
Pioneers, man. Hey, but you know that Pantera came out with a greatest hits album already?
Really?
Yeah. I believe that shit, man. I went to the store, seen Pantera's greatest hits. I'm like, what the?
I have to be quite honest
with you. Rhino Records, no doubt.
Really?
Yeah,
Rhino on Rhino?
That's kind of
that's a smaller label, actually. Actually, to be quite honest with you, Bob, I have never really been a Pantera fan. A lot of people, you know, that know me are like, you don't like Pantera, but you say you like metal.
Pantera, man?
I don't like Pantera. When I first heard Cowboys from Hell, that album, the guitar tone, it sounds like he took his guitar and, like, just plugged it straight into the board. It don't sound natural at all to me. It don't sound like, you know, he uses, like, all Marshall. Everything he uses is Marshall, JCM 800. heads, and I think he uses the Marshall classic lead bottoms when he's actually recording. And they overprocessed the guitar so much, it just sounded like a keyboard to me for some reason. The playing is excellent. The playing is great. The whole band's tight as hell. But it just didn't do anything for me. And the problem I have with Pantera mainly is the image it seemed they seem to throw off on the people that listen to them. I actually got to see Pantera at the State Fairgrounds here in Detroit. And you ever heard of the band Neurosis before?
Yep, sure have.
That's the band of the future right there. Now, that's a band right there that's timeless. If you don't own anything by Neurosis, you need to buy everything Neurosis has ever recorded. Because they are the band of the future. That is the heaviest band as far as power goes and feeling goes. You'll never hear anything like it. But I was actually dating a girl who was a security guard at the State Fairgrounds. So she got me into the show for free on the side of the stage. So I got to watch Neurosis play, which, you know, I think the shortest song Neurosis wrote in their whole career is about 7 minutes long. Just how they write, right? But Pantera played after them, and I got to watch like 3,000 people beat the living piss out of each other. I mean, literally, I'm watching these people beat each other up while Pantera's playing. And that's when I really realized, I'm like, you know, I don't like what these guys are doing, man. I don't think it was really their intention, but the people got this whole idea, you know, Pantera, angry, you know, power metal, yeah. We gotta beat each other up. I actually watched some guy that same night ram his head into a wall as hard as he could and knock himself out cold. We were walking, my date, my girlfriend at the time was walking me out, which she was about 4 foot tall,
uh-huh.
And she's walking me to my car. You know what I mean? But this guy's like, I'm going to ram my head into a wall. And I'm standing, I'm like, go ahead, this is going to be rad, dude. Go ahead and do it. And he blasted his head into the wall, and he just knocked himself out cold. I couldn't believe it.
The power of Pantera, huh?
Granted, they're a great band, but I didn't like the attitude. It drove me nuts, man, for some reason. And, I mean, actually, there's that one tune off Vulgar Display of Power, Hot Style. I think it's called Hot Style.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good tune. I dig that a lot. But, I mean... Other than that,
Gates is pretty good.
Yeah, but you know, you need to buy power metal though. Pantera power metal. That was before Cowboys from Hell. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not.
Cowboys from Hell is the only.
Really? Actually, go to this website, okay?
Uh-huh.
Take this down. Write this down. It's called www. Okay.
Right,
guys, I'm really sorry. I'm running my mouth here, but he got me going on metal, dude.
I know.
It's
Cyber Stomp Live.
You ready?
Oh, okay.
Are you ready, Bob?
I'm ready.
metal sludge.com. Go to this website, and there's a section in the site called Exposed.
Exposed, okay.
And you're going to see what Pantera looked like before Cowboys from Hell. And you're gonna be Scott. I kind of understand where you're coming from now. You're gonna email me. And seriously, when you see this, email me and go, dude. Just I'm gonna leave it at that because you're gonna crack up laughing when you see this, man. You're gonna die. You're gonna
die. Weren't they like a cock rock band?
Complete cock rock band.
Okay, because I've heard that they were like a cock rock band.
Dude, there's something about seeing Vinnie Paul with his hair teased up like 3 feet in the air. It just scares the hell out of me, man. He's had the same beard and everything, you know what I mean?
Really?
But it's just creepy, dude. It's very creepy. Ugh. You guys, you'd have to really be immersed in this stuff to really go, dude, that's really bad, man.
I'll have to check that out, man.
You will laugh. You will laugh hysterically. I mean, I died when I saw it. I actually saw the album in the record bins a long time ago, and I was like, what the hell? This is Pantera? What a bunch of posers, man. Get these guys out of here, whatever. Guys, I'm Bob, I gotta shut up here. These guys are giving me some really dirty looks down here, man.
No, we're not.
Will's over here sleeping. What are you talking about? You just started snoring.
Yeah, well, Will, you know, he got up at like 4
are they giving ghostly looks at you, man?
Yeah, they're giving me these
Well, what do you think? I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Here's something I know what I can talk about.
Okay.
What do you predict for the weather on the 21st of November?
Let me see, Michigan. Could be anything. with 80 and...
Well, I would like that, but see, the problem is, the 21st is when we're all... Are you going to go to Reynolds?
Reynolds? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, because...
Last time we went was back in 99 or 98, and it wasn't too bad when we went to...
What time are we all going out there?
What's that?
What time is everybody going to be meeting there? Do we have a time yet?
Well, the legend...
You want to meet there, Reynolds, Rob?
The legend says dust...
I've got a little posse going along.
I'm going, and I know Stu gets out of work about 4:30, so anytime...
probably any time around, you know, after probably 7.
Okay, all right. Because, okay. I mean, I might not be able to stay the whole night because I have to work the next day. Unless I can swing something. I might try to gank a day and get it off or something like that. Well, that's before Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Before.
I'm going to see if I can gank a day. I'm going to try to gank a day.
I'm kind of stressed off because, you know, I work in the hospital. I'm a surgical nurse. And,
yeah.
I work 3 12-hour shifts, and then I get like a 4-day stretch off. And if that happens the fall, actually that Friday is my first day off, so I've got that whole...
Oh, wow. Well, I got I work 4 on, 3 off, but I have to go work through the weekend. I'm going to see if I can gank the next day off somehow and try to work something out when I go into work on Thursday. And if I can get that day off, dude, I'm going to be there with you guys all night long. But if not, I'm going to probably stay till like midnight and go, okay, I have to drive all the way home now and sleep 2 hours and then deal with work.
Well, I predict a huge snowstorm like last year.
Just because, don't say that.
Dude, no, you don't know how fun it was.
Okay, last year...
It was
year,
a ball.
I've been there 3 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And 3 years ago, it was nice. And there was a ton of people there. It turned out the Thanksgiving that day was the 22nd. So for some reason, Thanksgiving that year was the 22nd.
Yeah.
So this was the night before Thanksgiving. So this would have been like, what, Thanksgiving Eve?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I get home from work and I'm like, I'm going out to Jackson. So I hop in the Death Escort and I drive out alone to Jackson.
Alone in the Death Escort?
Alone in the Death Escort to Jackson. And it's about, what, 2.5 hours? Well,
Jackson? No way. It was like 15 minutes for me and Will that one last year.
Well, yeah, but it was black ice the entire way. You didn't even probably have the motor on.
Yeah, it's probably about an hour and a half from Rob and I.
Oh, dude,
we
hydroplaned the entire
way. We hydroplaned the whole way there. I told Will, I'm like, Will fell asleep. I'm like, man, you're better off sleeping, I think, because if I move a muscle right now,
uh-huh,
we're going into a roll, dude. We're going into a roll for about 30 miles.
That was last year. Well, how long should it take to get to Jackson, do you think?
It's about an hour.
It's about an hour, hour and 15.
Yeah, man.
It's an hour.
Really, Jackson's about halfway from us, between us.
No,
yeah.
You know, it is about an hour and a half.
It's an hour.
No, but it's a half hour past Ann Arbor.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's no hour to Ann Arbor. It's an hour to Romney.
It's 45 minutes to Ann Arbor from us here. That's because I drive like an idiot. So I drive
a car that speed is like 70.
That was on the way back because we were making fun of you and Kyle. We're like, where are you guys at?
Kyle, if you listen to this, call me.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Kyle yet from Windsor Ghost Hunter.
We have to get a hold of him.
Well, what happens is that 3 years ago, I drove out there, and it was, I think it took me about 2.5 hours. Two and a half hours. Okay. Shut up. All
right.
So,
right, you know, right?
What?
The roads were a sheet of ice, all right?
No, this was 3 years ago, and it was really, really nice.
No, he was doing the speed limit.
Yeah, I was doing the speed limit and everything, yeah. And it was really nice, and there were all kinds of people there because Thanksgiving, a lot of people had Thanksgiving off.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so there was, like, all these people, nobody from any ghost hunting club or anything like that except for me.
Uh-huh.
So, and I was alone. I didn't go with any ghost hunters or anything. So I just visited with all these
people. That's one of the rules, man. Never go alone on a ghost hunt. You know that, Doug.
Well, I was supposed to meet a whole bunch of people there. I was trying to meet. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Oh my gosh, you're gonna laugh.
Ready.
I was gonna try and meet the Great Lakes Ghost Hunting Society.
Yeah,
they're a pretty big society.
I don't think they're actually doing anything.
They only have done anything in about 2 or 3 years. I haven't seen anything new on their website in a long time, but yet the website's still there.
Yeah, that's the one out of Royal Oak, right?
They also run that, like, Michigan Anomalies Network.
Yes, they run
like
they run MAIN.
Yeah, Great Lakes Ghost Hunter Society.
Michigan Anomalies Information Network.
Those guys are very cool over there. I don't know why they're not doing anything.
Have you ever heard from them?
West Michigan's really big, though.
Have you guys ever heard from GLGHS? From Great Lakes? Have they ever called you or emailed you?
Us? No. I mean, we haven't, but we've... I picked up a book, actually, about Michigan haunts. And they're actually featured in that.
Really?
Along with the West, you know, the West Michigan ghost hunters.
You're talking about Dan Aspar's book.
What's that?
Dan Aspar's book, Haunted Michigan.
That might be it.
Yeah, because it starts out with West Michigan ghost hunters.
Yeah, that might be it.
Well, see, now they're actually real, because I spent last weekend with WMGHS.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Don't they also sponsor their Tuggetuck Belt Mansion, right?
Yeah, they did until this year. Yeah.
This year, though, the felt people were doing something else.
Oh, so they're not doing that anymore then?
No,
so.
Nope.
They're doing cemetery restorations. They're doing all their, you know, they're running around doing those things, you know, like seminars and stuff for kids and adults and
well,
stuff
good,
like
though.
That.
That's
so,
really
so they're doing a lot of work, but they're not doing felt itself anymore because of the because the felt folks are like, well, we're going to do something else. So more power to them. But yeah, WMGHS is extremely real, and she's very, very out there.
Nicole's
Nicole
very cool.
and Vicky. They're really, really out there, and they're doing hard work and everything, and they're real. I've never gotten an email. I've never gotten a phone call. I've never gotten anything from GLGHS, ever.
Great Lakes.
They actually have a very, very cool picture up on their website.
The group, I mean.
I don't know. Do you know anybody who's in it?
No, not really.
Okay, let me ask you this. You've been doing ghost hunting for how long?
We've been doing it for quite a while, since actually about 93. And actually, Rob and I have been certified for a couple of years now.
Yeah,
and you've been actively ghost hunting for that long. You're like now a pretty successful internet radio show as well.
Well, I'd like to be someday. Like guys, I mean, you guys are our inspiration, man. I just want to say that.
Oh wow.
Rob and I, for years, we've been listening to Coast to Coast with Art Bell. And when we go on a ghost hunt, that's we'd always be listening to that.
Oh yeah, that's what we listen to.
You've always wanted and kind of pondered the thought of kind of doing a show, you know, basically based on the supernatural, paranormal, and you know, it's like, man, well, we don't have the power to broadcast over radio waves. And then, man, probably about a year ago or so, you know, that's when we were surfing the net, and I came across you guys. I'm like, man, these guys are amazing. You know, this is exactly what we do. And it's like, man, you guys are doing this, and it's like, man, and your shows are so cool and so informative, and the thing is that you guys are out having fun. It's all about having fun, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and, I mean, we're not professionals. I mean, we're not Hans Holzer or anything, you know, like that. I mean, we're better. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, Rob. We're not either.
Yeah,
we're strictly amateur ghost hunters and strictly amateur broadcasters.
We took a little course over the internet and became certified, and we've been doing this for probably about 10 years now.
Yeah, man.
So,
well, okay, so you've been extremely active in the community then.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, and how many people
home investigation.
How many people have you met from other ghost hunting groups?
Yeah, we've worked with other ghost hunting groups.
Okay.
How many people have you met?
Like, are we talking a dozen or two dozen or four dozen or...
God, 10 years.
Oh, man. You're talking about people-wise?
Yeah.
Or how many groups?
How many other groups, then, have you met people from? I mean, or talked to them or conversed with them on email, stuff like that?
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, we've only worked with a few groups. We've worked with, a group in Grand Rapids. And we've worked with the Southwest Michigan Ghost Hunters Club. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of them before.
I've heard of them. I've never
actually.
To
you know what? Those guys were actually at Mansfield that one time we were there.
No, that was Southeast.
Was that Southeast?
That was
Southeast.
Actually, we were a part of a used to be called the Kalamazoo
Southeast
Ghost Hunters Club back in the day, and we did mainly a lot of just basically local investigations, and we did a lot of home investigations. A lot of local cemetery investigations, and there's quite a few spots here in Kalamazoo. Have you guys ever get over to Kalamazoo at all?
No.
No?
No, we seem to fly right past there and go right out to where WMGHS hangs around.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's who we know. And
Haven area there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You guys went to the cemetery, didn't you?
Yep, that's where we went last week. Was it last weekend or the weekend before? It was last weekend. I don't know. Time flies. It was the day after Halloween, anyway. That's when we went to Nunako with them.
Yeah. Did you guys get much activity at all?
Rain.
Rain, yeah.
Pouring rain.
Yeah.
And I was in my cozy little house.
The thing is I've been doing ghost hunting for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing, I will be doing Ghostly Talk for now going on 2 years, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I've conversed with through the email a lot of people.
Tons of people.
Tons and tons and tons of people. And in the chat rooms and of course when we finally do get to take calls on the caller line, people have called in from all over the country, from different ghost hunting groups and things like that.
Yeah.
That is just awesome.
Absolutely never once has anybody ever contacted us, or me, I should say, who claims to belong to GLGHS.
That's crazy, because I've come across their site, and
it's an awesome website. It's totally awesome.
They gave it a facelift about a year and a half ago.
And it was great before,
and then
it got even better.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy was running for, like, mayor or something of Royal Oak or Ferndale, and then that was the last I've ever heard of anything that they've ever
done. He's got a great picture from Butler on there you should check out.
Yeah?
He actually...
Go on them, man, about their disappearance, you know?
We're going to check into it.
I don't know. Well, anyway, the whole reason I went there 3 years ago was to meet them.
You know, I remember that now, because I remember I had to play that night.
And we were talking about that,
like, hey, I heard the Great Lakes Ghost Hunters are going to be there. And I'm like, oh, man, that'd be really cool to go and hang out with those guys. And I had to play. So you went out by yourself.
I went by myself, and there was nobody there from another ghost hunting group.
Yeah.
But it was really great weather, and something paranormal did happen. And I'll describe that when we're there so that I can, you know, show everybody what, you know, like, this went out, this did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell everybody then, you know, when we're there. But something paranormal did happen. Then 2 years ago, I didn't know who was going to show up, but I just went, right? And there was it was colder 2 years ago, but it was still clear. And I don't think anything paranormal happened.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people there, a couple dozen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
3 years ago, there was about 3 or 4 dozen people throughout the night. I mean, it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, it was less packed, but there were still a couple dozen people there.
Uh-huh.
Last year, it was a blizzard.
And there was 5 of us staying there dying.
Yeah, and we stood there pretty much until 3 a.m. In the snow.
You know what? I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, it sucked that we didn't have a good night to do any work.
Right.
But we got to sit and just talk with some really great people.
Oh, yeah.
And freeze ourselves and keep making trips up the street to the Safeway or whatever and drink hot chocolate.
It was like a haunted Sunoco.
Yeah, we were pounding hot chocolate and eating beef jerky.
Well, after a while, you would eat the hot chocolate because this hot chocolate thickens after 10 minutes.
It turns into mud
or
sludge or something.
Yeah, you need a fork and knife to eat the hot chocolate.
And I wore shorts, too.
And yeah, Scott L. was in shorts.
The whole night. It was crazy.
That's crazy in shorts, huh?
I brought a pair of sweatpants. No, I generally wear shorts all year round. The only time you'll ever see me in pants is when I have to go to work.
Yeah.
Other than that, I hate wearing jeans. They drive me nuts. And I just like wearing, like, you know, just loose, you know, cargo military shorts or whatever. And I wore shorts on the way out there, and I'm like, I brought a pair of my, like, you know, my rapper sweatpants, you know, whatever they have, the striped sweatpants.
Homie D
sweatpants. And I was going to throw those on, and after a while, I think it wasn't a matter of it was just too cold. I think I just went numb.
It was so cold that everything was so numb, it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. So I just stood out there, and, like, just, and all the snow coming down on top of us, we all were just soaking wet by the end of the night. We were soaking wet. And you know what? It made it just that much more nice to come home and get in your warm bed. It made it just that much more nice.
It really literally was blizzard conditions. You could not see in like 10 feet in front of you.
No, it was horrible.
It was ridiculously...
And people were just driving by like, you guys are crazy. What are you guys doing? Like, go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
But there were a couple other cars there. People who didn't talk to us for some reason, but...
Yeah, well, there was that one bald chick that really freaked me out.
Yeah.
There was this bald chick.
El Cotter was there?
She looked just like her. She was just this cute little girl, and I thought it was, you know, just some young kid driving a car, and she started talking to me. She's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like... I'm like, Doug, she's a chick, dude. She's a chick, dude. What's up with that? And Kyle was there, of course.
Kyle of Windsor.
So we got to beat up on him and kick him around and, you know, throw snowballs.
It turns out we had a snowball fight.
We had a snowball fight, and we were pegging it. Kyle's trying to go to the... He's trying to take a pee across the street. We're throwing snowballs at him the whole time. It was absolutely hysterical. I think Will was just making these monster, like, ice balls and trying to take Kyle out with him. Because, you know, he's our bitch. So, whatever.
It was quite...
It tastes good.
We said that if we all, like, got snowed in there... If we all got snowed in there and we couldn't move our cars and we were stuck there for like a week, that we would have to roast Kyle.
Yeah.
And he says Canadians don't taste good.
Yep.
So I guess that wouldn't have been a good idea.
Actually, we had that contest while hitting that tree with the snowballs.
Yeah, we spent about an hour and a half on that. Somebody actually hit it.
I know, and that took all the fun.
Downtime, right?
Yeah, that took all the fun.
The amazing thing you can do when you're like sitting out in a snowstorm in a pair of shorts.
And the scene there.
I'm just trying to hit a tree with a snowball. The cops drove by like 50 times. They didn't stop one time.
No.
Well, they're used to it, though, you know.
They have to know November 21st if everybody goes there.
Well,
yeah, because...
Not last year.
Well, no, last year there was like maybe...
Well, there was those two guys that pulled up, and they were like the most anal retentive ghost hunters I've ever seen.
Oh God! Yes,
they were like the rectal ghost hunters of Michigan. They were like these guys were ridiculous, man.
There were a couple of egons, huh?
These guys were creepy because they come pulling up, and they're like the hearse or whatever, and they get out and they have like you know
proton packs.
Yeah, they have like everything on. We're like, hey guys, how you doing? And they won't talk to us.
They would not talk to us.
Oh man,
we're like, absolutely not.
We're like, hey, how you doing? You want a CD or something? We were giving out CDs for Ghostly Talk, just free CDs and you know flyers and stuff just to promote the show. And they would not talk to us. They would not say a word to us.
And there's people like that just, man, you know.
No, we made fun. We had fun. We didn't care.
You know?
We just ripped on the whole time, and, you know, we're just like, you know, hey.
Hug your phone from you. Rob's getting mad because I'm hogging his
phone. Oh. Yeah, just oil up and wrestle for it right now.
What's that?
Oil up and wrestle for it right now. Turn the webcam on.
Hey,
let's go.
We got the thongs on. We got the Ghostly Talk thongs.
There you go. There you go. Fight for the phone.
He's almost like sumo. He's got his hair tied back. And a little bit of hair I have.
I have my hair cut. My hair is actually sumo, too. You guys haven't seen my sumo haircut, have you? I have my hair.
You're usually wearing a hat when I see on like the pictures.
Well, yeah, I have my hat off right now, and I have like you see my little ponytail, Doug.
Yeah.
I pull it up now because it's all nasty.
Did you cut it?
No, I didn't. It's like long still, but I got.
Oh,
it,
you
got it curled up. I got the sumo thing going right now, so I'll wear my sumo thing just for you guys that night. How's that sound?
Sumo hair.
Was that excite you guys?
That would excite us, man.
Hot. Very nice.
It is very hot.
Well, I'm gonna call.
I'm starving to death.
I'm gonna call the Weather Bureau and order a nice night that night.
Yeah,
let's see what they can
do. Yeah, definitely do that, and maybe we can bring some schnapps. You know, if it does get too cold.
Schnapps. Ooh.
Oh God, we're gonna be plastered in the middle of Reynolds County.
Come on out, Ghost. Where we are.
Make a little party out of this.
We used to do that. We used to go sledding and bring schnapps with us when we went sledding. There'd be like all these like little 13-year-old kids up there, and then there's these like 25-year-old dudes up there with a toboggan that all weigh like 250 plus, and we're like, okay, goom, goom, goom. Okay, I'm ready to go, man. I'm gonna hit that wall head on this time.
Isn't drinking schnapps in a cemetery just like the first rule of ghost hunting?
It totally is.
Well, yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah.
But if it's like a snowstorm out there and we're out there dying of frostbite. I think the rules can be bent a little bit. We're not going to do any ghost hunting.
The only other thing you could do is be smoking a cigarette, drinking schnapps in the middle of the cemetery.
We might as well just order strippers right now.
Without permission. Yeah, we'll call up and get.
What do you guys think? We'll all like go four or five in on a stripper and just have her come out there and like just be like four, you know, five geeks sitting there, you know?
Hey,
like,
we'll just come with our songs.
All right, okay.
Oh,
we'll make snow angels.
Oh, God. Oh,
it's
God.
Unfortunate, but we're all going to have cameras.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Anything but this.
We'll make snow ghosts.
Snow ghosts. There we go.
It'll be like Ghostly Talk was here. Nothing paranormal was here.
Yeah, hey, are we going to do a show together, guys, sometime?
Hey!
I hope so.
Come on, yeah, we can work that out, man. That sounds really absolutely.
I think it's a good idea.
Maybe we'll do it like this. Maybe we'll, like, we'll come out to your place one night.
Okay.
And you guys come out to our place one night. We'll do a show. We'll do it like two shows like that.
Well, either way, because both of us feed off of Pioneer 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So we both feed the same feed.
Well, yeah.
How many microphones you got?
We got three microphones.
Okay.
Actually, two are hooked up when Rob and I are on. But,
okay.
We've got three mics.
We got gear, too. We could probably just bring it out and hook it up.
Yeah,
whatever, mess around with it.
We can try that.
Yeah, we can definitely. I say we like trade spots. You know, we'll go out there one night and then they come out here one night.
That would be cool.
We'll stuff in the desk court.
Cool, you know.
Put all this.
Yeah. We're gonna drive the desk court all the way out there.
Yeah.
Because the car won't die.
It refuses to die.
It will just keep running no matter what. I don't even think my Malibu would make it out there.
Hey, gotta bring the death squirt, man.
The death squirt
will
come out there. We'll do like spreads on the hood of the Death Score.
You know what? You heard about the Righteous Brother who passed away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He passed away probably about a mile and a half down the street from me in the Radisson Hotel.
Oh yeah. Well, I heard he passed away in a hotel.
Well, there might be some activity there, man.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Check that out.
Unchained Melody.
Come out, Righteous Brother, wherever you are.
How much a night? For $2,500 a night, you can have his room.
What's that? What's the song they wrote?
Unchained Melody.
Is it
called?
It's from Ghost.
Yeah, you know Unchained Melody, or you brought that love and feeling.
Yeah, I just did.
Yeah.
We'll like take an EVP and we'll probably get that, right?
Yeah, that's what
will
come through.
We'll take an EVP and we'll get on
to you'll hear Doug. Is there anyone here? Feel free to talk. Dude, actual audio.
Oh, actual audio of the former
righteous brother.
Yeah,
singing his little song in heaven.
Oh man,
guys, I'm starving to death.
They're renting that room for $2,500 a night.
Yeah, that's
we can cough that up. Let's do it, man.
Oh my god.
Hey, if it's in the name of science, we should get the room for free.
And, maybe we'll raise some money for the cause. You know?
GhostlyTalk.com. Click on donate.
Donate.
There you go.
Please help us. We need to rent a hotel room. No, we don't need a mixing board. No, we don't need more equipment. We need a hotel room
because
a righteous brother died.
We know it. Yeah, we know somebody died in it.
Oh god.
Brother.
Oh man.
Poor guy.
Crazy. Yeah.
One hit single. And you die in a hotel room. Well, $2,500 a night, that's pretty righteous, actually.
Yeah,
but he was naked with a couple of women.
He was naked?
And then, you know, like passed out next to him and
out of
a Jim Beam or something laying there, you know?
Okay, that isn't what happened, right?
No, are you kidding?
Yeah,
a righteous brother?
I guess he just laid down. Well, I heard, I know somebody who actually was a waitress the night before. I guess they had some cocktails at a local nightclub, and I guess they were sucking down martinis left and right, and, I guess he went back to the hotel, and he was fine during the daytime when they ran the sound checks, and then he went to take a little nap and
didn't wake up.
The person at the front desk to give a wake-up call, and they did, and he didn't answer, and they finally went in and found him dead on the bed. So.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't like big party animal or anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the guy was like probably like 50-something, I imagine.
I need a nap.
Party back in his day. You
Before
know?
I do this gig, Sonny, I got a nap.
I guess he smoked like 10 packs a day.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Can't take him ghost hunting.
No kidding, God.
Oh.
Can't take him anywhere. You kidding me?
Talk about the ecto in the room.
Yeah, you can't take him anywhere.
This is an echo.
I think he cleared up the Carter Basin studio here. That's a lot of smoking right there.
Be able to see.
Actually, we could do a live broadcast from the hotel room. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Do
they have Ethernet in the room?
Grab a psychic and we can maybe try to...
I think if we, go in there and explain our cause to them, they'll give us the room for free.
They might.
Hey, look, we do a couple of internet paranormal talk radio shows, okay? And we want to do a live show. We'll promo the hell out of your hotel. You'll have everybody coming there, man. You'll have everyone coming there.
I screwed up, sorry.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you're playing music.
He's playing music, man.
I'm looking for a song. Hold on.
Okay, well.
Unchained Melody?
Unchained.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to play it?
I know I have it somewhere.
Oh, God, he's going to go through every CD down here.
You actually have it on one of the CDs.
Yeah.
Oh, find it.
You've got to play it.
He's going to play the song now.
Yeah, we're going to find that song.
Our ode to the Righteous Brother.
It'll hype us up, man. It'll be like Ghostly Talk and WPAR teaming up, man.
Exactly. I think it'll be very cool. I think it'll be very cool. As far as shows go, we have to definitely do that. That's a must. We have to. We're so close together, it makes no sense not to.
Yeah, I mean, because we're Michiganders, you know?
Yeah, we're all homeboys here. We're all from Wool.
Probably about a couple hours apart. It's not,
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, okay. We drive that in a night. Oh, man, how many do you lease your cars? That's my
lease? No.
You can't when you're a ghost hunter, can you?
No.
Well, no.
Because we put literally tens of millions of miles on cars on certain trips. I mean, we go from place to place to place to place to place, and next thing you know, oh, that was 1,000 miles. I mean, really?
Rob's got the paranormal mobile. It's a minivan, and we just kind of pile into that. And
tell me, is it an Astro van? Is it an Astro van?
Yeah, it's an Astro van.
Oh, wow, okay.
Cool.
Caravan.
Oh,
it's
a caravan, okay.
Caravan.
You have to have an Astro van.
Astro vans, I think, are more official. But that's okay. You guys give names to them. Like, aren't they like Paranormal 6 and Paranormal 1? And
Yeah, the Paranormal 1, yeah.
The Paranormal 1.
That was 007?
Well, I have the Death Score.
Well,
Yeah.
Will has his truck.
Will has his truck.
I have my car.
Do you know, we went up, have you ever been up to search for Heike's tomb?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. We did that. We did that in Will's truck. Will has a truck the size of three houses. and we're driving that on two-track roads in the middle of this forest.
My truck did really well, though, and it's not even a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, it worked out really well, except for the one time I almost hit a tree.
Oh, you did hit a tree.
Oh, I'm I guess I did. But you're still looking for that.
He's still looking
yeah,
for
that. Yeah, but he doesn't have a name for his truck. The only named vehicle we have now that I'm aware of is the Death Squirt, right?
Hey, my car is called Scott L's Love Sled. Thank you.
Scott L's Love Sled. Okay.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, Rob's going to hop on the phone. All right. I want to say hey. It's been
all right.
Talking to you guys.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Cool.
Pleasure. Thank you for calling in.
We'll see
guys, and I look forward to listening to all your shows. I mean, you guys are great.
Wow, thanks.
Awesome.
Seriously,
now
thanks,
that we got
man.
Our sound card issues all taken
care
of.
It's a paranormal word, man, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate your support, man. Seriously, thank you very much.
And I want to thank you guys for all your help that you guys, you know, helping us launch our little show.
Well, you know what? And it just keep, hey, you have our emails. You know, just get a hold of us if you need anything.
Plus, we try to be in the room when you guys are on.
Yeah,
we try to get back here because one of the traditions is to go to, Scott L takes off and goes to his house.
Uh-huh.
And then quite often, Will and I will go out to, like, Big Boy or Coney or, you know, something
Where the hell did you guys start doing this? I didn't know about this.
The pizzas stopped. The pizzas have dried up over the past
What's going
week.
On? We got to get the pizzas going here again.
I know. So we take off, and then we get back. Well, we get back here. Will takes off, and I listen from here, and then eventually we're all in the room by the time W Paranormal is on.
Yeah.
So it works out really well, actually. have you ever heard from before you transfer the phone?
Or the Ghost Hunter?
Yeah.
No. Rob and I, we haven't heard from him in ages. He went to New York and haven't heard from him.
Because I emailed him.
The Taliban got him.
It's on the same, and we haven't gotten any responses back. So.
Oh wow.
I don't know. See, maybe.
Let me fly down there and see what's going on.
Or same thing that happened to the Great Lakes.
Yeah, just disappear.
Happened to him, you know?
Whew,
they're
gone.
They're all just kind of vaporizing before our eyes.
Incredible, but yeah. Okay, well, because cool. We were hoping to meet him too.
Yeah, I know. He said he was going to come up here for Reynolds, so.
Well,
maybe he'll show up.
Maybe he'll show.
Like, who are you?
I'm Florida Ghost Hunter.
Oh, hey, how you doing? What's going on, man?
Hey guys, here's Rob.
All right, take care of yourself, Bob. We'll see you, man.
Talking to you guys.
See ya.
I'll tell you what happened to him. We offended him on our show.
You did.
Yeah.
What? What'd you do?
When we did a history of Halloween, you know, he was instant messaging with us, and he typed in something about ma'am, and we made fun of the southern accent. Never the same after that.
Oh man.
Come on, man. We make fun of everybody on here.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Hey, ma'am. But, I actually heard, I listened to, because he did, I don't know, Ghost Talk Radio, right?
Right, yeah, he did that. I don't think he does anymore, but...
Well, yeah, he did it up until 2 weeks ago. And then,
his banner's flying high on our site. What's going on, you know?
I know, but Ghost Talk Radio. And then, also, we have Ghost Tracker Radio.
Phenomenal show.
I actually heard an entire episode, finally.
Those guys are just so damn good, they piss me off.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. I was sitting there at work today, and I'm like, oh, let's listen to see what's on Pioneer.
Yeah.
And I click through, and Will's there, and we heard Ghost Tracker Radio.
Great show.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's done by Jeff and Melody. Have you talked to them?
So Bob ignored you on the phone, my wife? I guess my wife called him. Bob was on the phone, and he didn't answer it because he was so busy talking to his idol.
Oh, put his wife on the phone. We'll talk to her. Hang on.
Talk to her too.
Talk to my wife now, huh?
Yeah. Put it.
Hey, here you go.
We'll straighten her out.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have a question. How do you put up with them? Oh wait, they're gonna hear that in 4 seconds.
That's how I put up with them. I've been at work.
Because I know with none.
They're
of us,
great. They're great.
None of us are currently married, and I just
as far as we know.
As far as we know, yeah. Nobody's like, you know.
We can be married to each other for all we know, God.
But I dread what you know, a female counterpart would actually think of us. That's the problem. I mean, and so now you we have
your
one
female
here.
Counterpart.
What?
I think they would think
if
I was
the
very
right
nice.
Female counterpart. It won't matter.
That's true. That's true.
Because love transcends all of that.
Even ghostly talk? Even paranormal?
Well, no, not for me. I can give a shit about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to say that. I think that's really good. Love's cool.
That's awesome.
Talk, Doug. I'm sorry.
So, no, I was just saying, you know, hey. But
well, don't be upset. Don't be upset because he was talking to us. We're really sorry. We were just having a great conversation.
Yeah, this is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing where we're running a test. We're trying to run a really long test so that we know if we're going to break up again.
Yeah.
I mean, not break up as the Ghostly Talk crew, but break up on the radio.
We're not breaking up ever.
No, I know. This is going to go on forever.
Because I love you.
I'm hoping we can transfer this to TV.
Okay, we'll never make TV.
No.
Unless we hit Dick Tanny's for about 3 years.
Well, Howard Stern's
okay, well,
pretty
I'm
going
to put one of these guys right on the phone, and I'm going to spend some time with my daughter.
Well,
okay.
It's nice talking to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, nice talking to you guys, too.
Hopefully we'll meet you pretty soon. Bye.
All right. You guys talked to my wife before I did today. Congratulations.
Right, yeah. That's
yeah,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
And it's to get her on the air before I could.
Hey, not bad.
No? Hey.
Yeah. You can have if you want the archive. Oh, here it is.
This isn't a song, is it?
This is the theme from Ghost. You can't hear
Ghost,
it on
the movie sucked. I did not like Ghost.
Yeah?
I don't like Patrick Swayze after, like, Dirty Porn Dancing, whatever the name of that movie was.
Dirty Porn Dancing.
What was it? Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing.
Okay, whatever.
We
like to dance because we're independent. That was the whole thing of the movie, right?
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
We dance and we're going to rebel against you through dance. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Somehow rebelling through dance.
Dude, set the goddamn country club on fire. That's rebelling, my friend. That's rebellion right there, not dancing. That was almost as worse as striptease.
I have to wholeheartedly agree. Well, unfortunately,
next topic now.
Hey, Rob, are you Rob or Bob?
You're Rob.
It's Rob.
Yeah, you can't hear it right now, but in our
I
headphones.
This song, I took the headphones off.
In our headphones, Will is playing for us. What's that song? Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody.
Hey, Demi Moore was hot though. All right.
Oh yeah.
Even with the butch cut, she was hot.
Oh yeah. Well, Whoopi was in that movie.
Who?
Wasn't it Whoopi Goldberg?
Who?
That's going to try to say Whoopi Goldberg was hot now, too, are you?
No,
but she was in the movie.
Yeah, she was in the movie.
Yeah, call me, Whoopi. I'm expecting your call anytime now.
Why?
Waiting for Shannon Doherty to call us back. It doesn't seem
Oh, hard. Dude, you get Shannon Doherty on there, dude. I want to be over at your house. All right, Shannon, come on. I do ghostly talk. Come on. What do you think, baby? And you know what her response will be?
What?
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 What's
ghostly talk? Yeah.
We can still help you out with scare tactics, you know?
Oh God.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, my God. We should be... Both our shows should be on Shannon Doherty's show.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely, man. I mean, no way. I mean, if I give her a little goose in front of the camera, big deal, man. I think it would go good. You know what I mean? Not a full hand.
Right.
Just a little pinch. I just want to feel it. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a touch.
You could set up like some first-time ghost hunters and have a wonderful scare tactic show that
Yeah,
way.
Exactly. We could do okay. I could maybe take the guides in the real life. My wonderful guides to ghost thing and put them in the real life and do everything you shouldn't do.
Oh, the guides from your
Yeah, demo. Yeah. I mean, maybe we could do something like that with Shannon Doherty.
Ooh.
Okay, Shannon, come with me, please. I need to talk with you in private. Doug, go away. No, I don't care. I don't care what you heard. Go away.
What you heard.
Go away. Hey, Shannon. I want to tell you something I've been wanting to tell you my whole life. Well, we got the music on here. Okay, baby. Let me tell you something, Shannon. I love you. I love you so much, Shannon. I want to marry you. You are so beautiful.
And I guarantee you, if you marry Shannon Doherty, you won't be having to worry about win-in settings anymore.
Ever since you were 15 on 90210?
No.
It's been special.
Yeah. I have every episode on tape, Shannon. I watch them every day. I quit my job to watch 90210 reruns every day. I sit on my couch with ice cream and watch 90210.
In boxers.
In boxers. With holes in them. Easy access, baby.
Step up from what I was guessing.
God damn, that was romantic.
That was
really touching, guys.
Yeah, we had Unsane Melody record playing in the background.
You're going to hear it in about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're going to die, because that was pathetic.
Scott L's love letter to Shannon Doherty.
Yes, we have to isolate that and email it to her right away. Shannon Doherty at...
ShannonDoherty.com?
BeverlyHills90210.com or whatever. ScareTactics.com. Hottie.com. ScottL'sLoveSlaves.com.
Or you can find the address if you try hard enough.
Oh, dude, totally.
These are PR people.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Maybe we should get her on the show. So, Shannon, how's the show going?
We have something
good. Okay, what do you do on your show?
You scare people. I'm walking there. I don't know where you live, but I'll find a place.
She's going to crawl there in the snow.
Hi, guys.
Where's Shannon? Hot. Hot.
Yeah.
All right, this has been the hottest ghostly talk ever, and we didn't talk about ghosts ever.
It's not really a ghostly
talk. We talked about porn and hot chicks, and we tested signals. And yeah,
porn
cool.
And Shannon Doherty in the same show. That
Shannon Doherty, porn and Shannon. I mean, they belong together. It's like pepper and salt, man. I mean,
right.
they're there.
Yeah.
They are
Vampire
one.
Vampire was a good movie.
Don't worry, when she loses her special, we'll see her in Playboy.
It would have been better if it would have had Shannon Doherty, right?
Oh, absolutely. We'll see her in Playboy someday. Don't worry, she'll be there. I mean,
hopefully not like
Britney Spears is like next week. Don't worry, Britney Spears is on her way to Playboy. I am quoting that right now, and you can isolate it and email it to her also. Britney Spears will be in Playboy.
Britney Spears is going to be on Playboy.
She's going to totally be in.
Do you know what scares me?
What?
On the news last night,
huh.
Who's that chick who, like, they rescued or something?
Whatever, man.
I don't even want to talk about my views on this whole war.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? We can do that. We'll do that.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about porn.
Cool. All right. Go.
Go on, then.
She actually, at some point in her life,
yeah,
she was in, like, I don't know, some little, like, jogging shorts or something, and topless, and they took pictures, and there's these pictures. They exist.
How big are they?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't look like they're all that big.
No, she's just a little thing, man.
She was so much better before the war. Seriously.
But what happens is they...
well, that's what happens when you roll your Hummer. You get a little beat up.
These pictures do exist, and they were purchased by Larry Flint. Who's the
Pastor? Oh, God.
Is that Larry
That's
Flint?
Hustler, I thought.
Or Hustler. They were purchased
yeah.
by Hustler, and they're going to be in Hustler, evidently. They're talking about putting these
I want to be at the newsstand the day it comes out.
Was she even 18 when those pictures were taken?
I have no idea.
I mean, she
doesn't look all that old.
She was 18. That's the story they're going to stick with.
Oh, my
God. Right.
I want to see Jessica Lynch's shrunken boobs. I can't wait to see this. That's going to be the hottest thing I've ever seen. Jessica Lynch can go away.
Did you read that thing on Something Awful about Jessica
Lynch? Oh, God, it was beautiful.
I was peeing my pants.
That's a wonderful place.
By the way, you guys are going to laugh. We actually did that today. It's done. It's in the can, so to say. We're there. We took out ad space on Something Awful, so we are going to die. We're like literally going to be killed.
Yes.
By the whole internet is going to destroy us.
They're going to laugh at us, probably.
We're going to die. We're dead.
Yeah.
Whose goddamn idea was that in the first place?
Mine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, but you did it, so.
Oh, so okay. Yeah. I'll equally take the blame for you.
Yeah. It's both
the only ad space we really have is on ghostlytalk.com.
How's it working? Is it good? Is it helping?
Do you get hits?
Yeah, we get hits from you, yeah.
Cool. Good. That's really good.
We've actually had three sent from Florida ghost hunters, but you've got them beat out by quite a bit.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to hear it. I'm glad.
Well, Florida ghost hunters is in the rotation as well.
Yeah, we have everything on there. I'm throwing everything up in there now. Something Awful's in there. All these punk rock bands.
I saw your little anonymous.
I pulled that down today.
Oh, did you?
I pulled it down just for the Something Awful people that are coming. I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to give them any ammunition whatsoever to take me out with.
There's enough in your journals.
Yeah, your journals are full
of
it.
I'm going to have to clean up the journal tonight, too.
No, wait, I just said your journals are full of it.
They are full of it. Have you looked at them? They are totally full of it.
Journals might be full of it, but they're entertaining.
They're completely full of it.
You have the single most popular journals on our website. I am not kidding. Look at okay, you know that cool graphic that Coconut Monkey did?
Yeah.
Even that links directly to his journal.
Uh-huh.
So every time someone clicks on that graphic of the four ghosts, he gets a hit account to his journal.
Yeah.
He is nowhere near the hit count on your journal.
That nice quote from Bob on there is in the background in that picture, you know.
What?
That was a screenshot. I actually put that up there, like, the day that we got that email.
Yeah, the day we got that email, we put that on the...
Well, I'm going to be doing the Something Awful page. I'm going to do a screenshot of that with our banner on there.
Yeah.
Just to get a good laugh. It's funny.
Well, I still think we could put, like, a tagline under Ghostly Talk on, you know, since right now it's like Ghostly Talk Internet Talk Show or something like that.
Yeah.
It could be Ghostly Talk, almost 2 years, and still not the awful link of the day.
No.
I just think that would be awesome.
We're basically asking him to put it up there then. I'm very scared of those guys. Do you understand? Have you seen what they've done to websites? Those are crappy little GeoCities websites.
Well,
so we can eat a lot more bandwidth than they can.
Well, we can eat the bandwidth, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's on a server farm.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, our site is so open.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anonymous users now they can't shout in the shout box. Right? So we took them out.
Yeah,
the
you have
box.
To log in now to yeah. shout in the shout box, and then you have to give us your
then we know
email
your ID.
And your
so
ID.
So I'm
plugging
in myself in the shout box.
No, no, no.
Right.
Oh, no, we did not do it for that reason. Don't worry.
No, we did it for a completely different reason.
Yeah, we did it for
but
another
yeah, you
reason.
Can't shout in the shout box, but you can comment on the articles, and you can't.
So there's going to be some... There's going to be a lot of Goat's Bay pictures probably all over the website, and there's going to be a lot of you are a fag or whatever
yeah,
they're going to put on
it's
there.
Going to be like
yeah, it's going to be it's
in,
going to be
in hacker lingo.
We might as well be the awful link of the day.
Because it's going to be very similar.
But,
yeah.
You know, Rich is a good guy, though. You know, I did email Rich a couple days ago just on a certain issue,
mm-hmm.
and within minutes. And this is just a random email I sent him. I mean, any time of the day. I didn't know if he was on his computer or not. But
yeah, I know
I
you called
him,
me, and you go, oh, no. I just emailed Rich of Something Awful, and he emailed back. That means he knows our website.
Well, no, it's, I have my yeah.
.com or Team MSPS.
Both of them are on there. But no, he emailed me back within minutes and was like, "Yeah, oh, here's what's up." You know, he was very cool about it, and I mean, he's as far as a webmaster go. I mean, Rich Kayanka, I think that's how you pronounce it. He's probably one of the best webmasters you'll ever see out there.
Oh yeah,
I mean, he's taken that website from. You know, I threw it together, put it up there, and did some amazing column writing.
Mm-hmm.
And to what it is today, which is we're paying this guy for ad
yeah,
space now.
Yeah,
you know?
We actually, yeah, we sent him the $29.95.
$29.95,
just a pity.
Which is a good deal for what you're getting for there. I mean, I'll promo that guy because he's a good guy and he's got a great website. And it's not anything to do with ghost hunting. Well, sometimes it is, and making fun of it. but it's a good
it's
site.
Good to go advertise on a place that makes fun of your hobbies. Or
well,
your
yeah, but they get about 700,000 hits a day. So I figure about two of those people will like the show.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And then for $29.95. Yeah.
it's a good site.
I'll let you know when we get that many hits total. Oh, actually, I think we might have totaled that. But,
I don't know. I don't think.
700,000 hits is a lot of hits for anybody, man. I don't care what anybody says. That's a lot of hits
I don't
for
think us, we've but. Even gotten 700,000 page views total.
No.
We?
No.
Oh, no, that's not entirely true because our counter doesn't count. Our counter doesn't actually count logged in hits. Right?
No.
So, like, if you're logged in and you're looking through the journals or you're looking through the articles,
yeah.
and it's not counting you as a page view. It counts you as one page view.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's,
no,
it's an authentic IP, too, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
once a day per IP.
Yeah, once a day per IP. So,
so you're only counted once.
But we're very happy with what we got right now.
Oh, well, yeah. We've gotten a lot of... A lot of
hits,
notoriety lately. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've been having a good time with it because it's made us work a little bit harder.
Yeah, we had to pay people to come in and click on our site.
Oh God, dude,
that'll change.
Yeah, believe me, it'll change. You'll be like, man, I can't keep up anymore. This sucks. Why did I start doing this crap?
Put it out on a small server, thinking it was going to be okay, and put the archives up, and yeah, we've killed the bandwidth for the year, so we're going to have to change servers now.
How much space?
That was,
what have we done with our server? Let's think here. I mean, we've had just about every archive up since the middle of last year.
Right, we're missing like three or four of them in the middle of
yeah,
the year.
Yeah, because of some, you know,
I have them, I'm sure, on my disk, I just don't know where. And then, but we're missing, I took down the initial 13.
Yeah, so we're not even counting the first season.
Oh, do you guys want those?
They're yours.
Do you want a disk with the initial 13 GTs?
Do you want to have sex?
If he's not listening.
Bob!
I,
Rob.
Talking to, man.
No,
we're talking to you.
Because we already have them.
So we're talking to you.
Yeah,
do you want the initial 13 ghostly talks? Do you really want to hear them?
I don't know if Bob was listening to you back then. I know I wasn't, so I'd be interested in hearing them.
They're very, very, very funny.
They are ridiculous.
Hi, you're listening to Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
It was just like...
Doug's got a great voice.
Oh, yeah. We're not making fun of anybody's voice here. That's just how we sounded back then because we were so nervous and we didn't know what to do.
Everybody says... What do they say? This? Oh, he's got a face for radio. And you know what that means.
Well,
it's
yeah.
like a bit of a dig. You know,
I've got a face for radio. That's a given.
So they're like, he's got a face for radio. And I'm like, well, I've got a voice for being an author. Because my voice is not.
It's not the standard radio fare.
And
my voice is a wee bit high compared to most people, too. So
my voice is a wreck. My voice is gone, dude.
After 7 years of smoking.
Yeah, just physical abuse.
Oh, of course,
mental abuse. It's all done. It's all taken my voice.
Of course,
out.
There's always my favorite psychic lady who does not have a
voice. Jesus Christ!
Either.
How many packs a day does she smoke?
I think she has about dozens.
Oh my God,
dude, just lay off the palm oils, honey. What the hell?
Guess who that is?
Who do you think I'm talking about, Rob?
Dude, Pal Mal.
Yeah,
make fun of
anyone on
you. We'll make fun of everybody. Yeah, I'm tired of being nice around.
Hey,
you know,
there is
everyone.
In the chance of I could probably win the $70 million tomorrow or tonight. Oh no, I can't because I didn't buy a ticket. But I would probably win the lotto before Sylvia would call me. So,
what are the chances of her hearing it though? That's even funnier.
That's before you did.
That's very good.
Listening from, say, coast to coast, too, but it could happen.
I'm going to call them the coast to coast and be like, hey, this is Scott L. from Ghostly Talk.
They're going to be like...
And they'll be like, click. I don't know what happened. It's crazy. I need to do Nori. Oh, I don't know. It's crazy.
I tried calling Art Bell, and I got disconnected. This is Rob from WPX Paranormal Investigators. Hello?
Yeah.
I think he hung up on me on purpose.
Clyde Lewis was very cool. I did. I went on Clyde Lewis and said, I'm like, hi, Scott L. from Ghostly Talk. He's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm
yeah,
like,
he was
wow,
awesome.
That's really cool about it. You know, Clyde's a very, very cool guy. I really like Clyde.
When I called Art Bell, he was actually doing a thing about investigations, and we were out doing one. So I was calling.
Yeah, what better person to call
him? Back, and he's like, can't hear you, sorry.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't know what happened. Whatever. That's so crappy.
Yeah, I don't know. Coast to coast is kind of...
I enjoy it.
I'm sure listeners can hear you, though.
I enjoy it.
Have you ever noticed you listen to the radio, like a talk radio, like 97.1 or any of the other ones that are around here, and every once in a while you'll hear this caller, and you can hear them fine. But for some reason, they can't hear them at all, period.
Well, Ed Till was notorious for that. I don't know if you guys remember Ed Till on 97.1.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Ed Till
was a total jerk. Boy, he was hated by everybody. He didn't last very long because he was hated that much here.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys? Can you guys pick up 97.1 out there?
I don't think so.
It's 97, what, Detroit's Talk or FM Talk or whatever now.
It's like live 97.
Boy, they changed the name this week again. Ed Till was like no choice. I mean, I remember when Ed Till first came to town. So I had a job at the time with my company that I did a lot of driving. I listened to talk radio all day long, and Ed Till would come on like in the early afternoon or something like that. And when he first came in, he was the sweetest guy, and the girls were calling him like, "You have the cutest voice. You're so cute, Ed. We like you." And a week later, dude, he was crushing people. His opinions are his opinions, and no one has one. That was his.
It
opinion.
Was funny though.
He was great. He would people they'd slip by the screeners, man. They'd be cussing him out. It was great. I loved it. I loved it, man. They'd be calling him names. He'd be like, "Oh, like you're happening." You know, then he'd be like, next call, boom. Another name called at him, whatever, dude. I mean, this guy was, he only lasted a couple months, though, and he just.
Well, he was no longer than that because I was
really?
Quite a long time, yeah.
He didn't last that long.
Well, he was one of the original when 97.1 went.
I'm you guys to wrestle over it. Whoever wins is right about how long he was on.
Okay, let's do it right now.
Where's the baby?
Let's strip.
I would say it was about 6 months.
I'd say it's about 2 weeks. Let's get naked. Let's go.
Ew.
Get out the Johnson G. Johnson. Let's go. Come on.
Song. Not naked.
Uh-oh. Song.
Oh, okay. I want it. Oh, well, whatever.
Does wetty tighties work?
Does wetty tighties? How about boxer shorts with holes in them?
I've got to cut them out for their thongs.
Okay. All right. Can I literally shove it up my... No, forget, forget
well,
it.
That could hurt your tailbone.
The hell time is it? God, I'm starving to death here.
Are we going out to eat?
We have to eat.
All right.
And, Rob. I've got to spend some time with my wife. Bob's already got in trouble with his wife.
You guys got to get in there, man.
She had the key to the house, and she was locked out and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Go do your duties.
Yes.
Yes,
go
gentlemen.
Do your husbandly duties.
Gentlemen, and remember, we're with you.
About all that, but, you know, I'm going to have to go out there and feed the kid and everything. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a drag. What a drag.
Well, anyway, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, man. It's been great. We've been on the phone with you guys forever.
I know. I'm so glad that we got these bugs worked out. And,
we got to talk to you guys. You know, we
got
to talk
to
you guys for a while. It's really cool.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yes, excellent. We will be in contact concerning these issues as far as getting these shows ready. And we're going to be seeing you guys on the 21st, so that's great, man.
Cool.
We'll be there unless we die on the way, and then we're going to make it anyway.
Excellent.
Remember, we want vortexes and full apparitions.
Yes, full apparitions. With a middle finger.
With a middle finger.
Or throwing the horns. One of the two. Okay.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Something like that. That's what we want.
All right, you guys take care of yourself. Thanks for calling in again. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's close this damn thing out.
All right, that's enough.
This has been a lot of fun, though. Just, like, you know, real open, just, like, let's just talk about anything.
Well, this is kind of how it is when we're, like, ghost hunting, so I...
Yeah. But I'm starved. Can we go eat?
Yeah, we're gone.
You guys hungry?
That's it.
Are you guys hungry?
I'm hungry.
Okay, we're going to National...
I'm hungry.
Coney Island.
Coney?
Coney.
Yeah.
Connie.
Yeah.
No tomato.
Let's do it.
A waitress laid on the table.
Well, I don't... I never get honey.
That's one of the best pickup lines. Did you ever hear that?
What?
What would you like tonight, sir?
Well, I don't see your number on the menu.
That gets you every time, by the way, too. I mean, you will get chicks like that. I guarantee you. So I'll show you when we go to National.
All right.
Well, where cool. Jesus, does that work for everybody else?
Actually, you want to hear something? The FJ. Well, you know about the that's why we're minus a monitor tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have to throw props out to Bonnie, too, by the way. Because... Okay, I called you last night going, hey, dude, the FJ has a hot job at work. Because, you know, the FJ does, he's very brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
He's brilliant at what he does. He is a very,
he
don't
he
like
parties
to,
hard, he works
he don't,
hard.
He don't like to tell, he really is ashamed of how smart he is. It drives me insane. I'm like, dude, you're brilliant. Come on. So he called me last night, though, and he's like, dude, do you know anybody that has a monitor? My monitor blew up on me. He was hooking his computer up last night. My monitor's not working. So I called Doug. Of course, Doug comes to the rescue with the server monitor.
Well, I didn't even think of it at first.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, man, I had a monitor, and I gave it to my brother, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait a minute. The server has a monitor on it.
Yeah.
And it never
works
it
great, by
you.
The way. Works
yeah?
great.
Cool.
He's got a $14,000 program he's got in his machine that he's using on the thing to design this one little piece for GM that he's working on right now. It has to be done by Thursday. So, I have to give props to Bonnie because she said she's going to donate to the cause, the FJ fund or whatever. She's got an extra monitor. She's just going to give him and let him have it. But, so we're going to get you yours back right away.
Cool.
But he's actually at work working right now.
Wow.
He's at home. I'm sorry. He's at home on my kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
He's at his office on my kitchen table right now working. Right now as we speak, he'll probably be in bed in about half an hour. But he's been working very hard this week, not partying.
He's got this job to do.
He's
got to
do it.
Cool.
He gets paid big money for this stuff. Let's
we're
get out of here.
Close the show. We're going.
We're thinking I love Midwood, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Gosh.
Yeah, God,
yeah.
Thank
LFM,
you for all the...
thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks. Don't ever think you overstepped your bounds with us, because we don't really have any bounds.
None.
So don't worry about that. But, no, thank you very much for the input. That really helped us out a lot. And everything sounds great now, too. In the headphones, everything's right here. So, hey, we're good. Hey, I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
All right, we're getting the hell out of here. This was Ghostly Talk. And hey, we're going to see you guys on Sunday, and hopefully we'll have a clear channel for you guys to hear.